In the midst of the worst health crisis we're facing in more than a century, don't tell your supporters, don't be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Don't tell your supporters, don't be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
They came in peace.
I just want to say they gave me Regeneron. We have hundreds of thousands of doses that are just about ready. And if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, we're going to work it so that you get them and you're going to get them free. And especially if you're a senior, we're going to get them.
Should be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Is there no one who can tell them don't do this?
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies. He's blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech Banking Combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We launch this transmission officially in T-minus 60 seconds. Stand by, and if you value your freedom, spread the live links now. We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's the most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it. Gentlemen, it is Wednesday, December 16th. The year is 2020. We're 35 days out from the attempt by the globalists to install their communist Chinese agent. We are in an incredible time. America and the rest of the world is under globalist big tech siege, a corporate planetary takeover to replace humans and to make us obsolete. The Von Mises Institute is highly respected. We have some of the top academics, researchers, economists in the world. They've come out with a big article that's on Infowars.com where they say this is a dystopic, big tech, bio/digital technocracy. And they describe it exactly as I have described it. We have now videos of people all over Europe, including prestigious top professors, being arrested for pointing out that COVID-19 is a giant exaggerated hoax and a power grab. And some of them even being taken to mental institutions, just like we saw in the old Soviet Union. So this is all bonafide tyranny we've seen before. All right, who do we have coming up here on the transmission today? We have constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, who will shoot you straight on where Trump really stands. I can tell you he's in liaison with the White House, even though he doesn't want that known. I can tell you that. Because separately, I know the White House doesn't even care now. But he's been out there working hard behind the scenes the last month. He's joining us with the latest developments. Then Nick Fuentes, who's really upset with the Republican Party and has his own idea about how they need to be dealt with and punished, he's joining us in the second hour. And then we have some other special guests joining us here today as well. Cassandra Fairbanks on the Julian Assange situation. She is one of his confidants, and Julian Assange has officially asked today for a pardon. There's been a lot of rumors of that, but it hasn't happened yet. But here's the big news we're going to cover at the start of the next segment. Mitch McConnell and his wife, like a lot of Republicans, have been on the communist Chinese payroll for a long time. The last special prosecutor, Ken Starr, was on the payroll of the Chinese communist and scuttled that whole situation. And Mitch McConnell is now trying to suppress the Senate from having hearings and investigations into election fraud, but they're still going ahead. So you think about that. He's also saying if we don't concede to Biden, Biden will be able to make us look like sore losers and we'll lose the two Senate seats and lose the Senate in Georgia. Of course, that makes no sense if you look at every angle of it. If you don't expose the fraud, if you don't go in there and stop what they're doing mail-in ballots again with no chain of custody, no signature verification, nothing.
The Democrats are bragging that they're going to win with the damn mail-in ballots running the scams. And so if Trump doesn't make a big deal of this, and if we don't, even if Trump wins or loses and is able to stop this fraud, he's got to keep pushing and exposing what happened in Georgia, not shut up about it. So the knives are out, folks, and there's no doubt that Mitch McConnell is a super bad dude, a bad, bad operator. And we told you Amy Coney Barrett, and we told you Kavanaugh, and we told you all that they were going to betray us. Because they come out of the swamp. They're a bunch of lawyers that have already sold the country to China and others. And to them, that's a business deal that's already been done. You're owned by the globalist. Just like the movie Network, 1974, where he gives a speech to Howard Beale about you are owned by global government. You are a piece of stock in this system. And you will submit to it. And everything else that comes with it. So we'll cover this next segment. Look at these headlines. McConnell warns GOP of Electoral College brawl in Congress. Trump's got his electors. They've seated theirs. They locked the real electors out of the state houses. We're just supposed to just go along with this and not let the president and the voters of America press their attacks. Yes, they've gotten screwed the legislatures. Yes, they've been screwed, you know, so far by most of the governors because they're all a bunch of cowards. But when you get down to the brass tacks, you see mathematics that are impossible in all those states where Trump's winning by 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points. And then as soon as they, quote, close the polls, all these trucks pull up, food delivery vehicles, you name it, Chinese men mainly, run in with these big containers of ballots. And then inside we have the footage of the workers and they're cramming them in as fast as they can. You have the Chinese government planes landing the day of. You have the charter numbers. I mean, private jets flying out of China, landing, men running in with big boxes of ballots, people looking both ways, kicking everyone out, pulling out the suitcases. I mean, this is like having surveillance footage of somebody's house getting robbed. I mean, it's all right there. And it's Rand Paul and other senators of the rescue. Second senator leans towards objecting to Electoral College certification. Yes. Told you Rand Paul's a man of honor. That's who we need for president in 4 years. Or maybe a Paul Pence ticket would be good. Meanwhile, Georgia Secretary of State unwittingly provides legal basis for Congress to nullify states' election results. All these different legislatures are now ordering and judges to let folks into the actual computer codes. It already happened in Michigan, and they said, this Dominion is designed for total fraud and racketeering. So the proof's there. The corporate media won't allow it to be seen, and they'll block you online if you talk about it. So all that's left is talk radio and InfoWars. And I told you, Newsmax has come out and said Joe Biden's the president. Others are getting ready to say it because they are twisting arms right now. And that's why it's so vital that InfoWars stay on the air now more than ever, because we will not back down. We will not give in to the globals. We will never toe the line with this scientific dictatorship that's taking over and building a post-human future. That's the Von Mises Institute now sounding just like me, but it's not Alex Jones. I'm repeating what the globalists said they'd do. I'm telling you their plan. This is not my opinion, and it's only going to get worse from here on out until we say no to this takeover, a total takeover of every plant, animal, and human on the face of the earth. It's simply insane. So that's all coming up. The latest on the global government takeover, lockdown to how to stop it, incredible developments, Von Mises report I was telling you about. Also, U.S. sleepwalks into lawless future as another Soros-backed DA takes over in Los Angeles. I mean, every major city you look at, even in former red areas, is falling to this demon who will spend millions per city, $500,000 even for mid-sized towns, and they are installing Marxist-Leninists everywhere who persecute Christians and conservatives and say churches must stay closed, but you can have your football game. You can go to Walmart. Isn't that amazing? So that's all coming up. Also, the former head of the CIA and the NSA, General Michael Vincent Hayden, has called for my arrest. And just so interesting when he did it yesterday, that, oh, all of a sudden we're getting all this information we knew was there. And I guess it's time for the fall of Mr. Hayden now that he wants to arrest U.S. citizens. Yes, that's all coming up. Separately, please keep us on air, ladies and gentlemen. We do that by you buying products from us. When you buy them from Amazon, they're pushing the lockdown. They've doubled their money. We're barely able to stay open because of the lockdown. And you need to get your supplements, get your books, your films, your T-shirts, your water filtration, your ear filtration, your shortwave radios, your non-GMO heirloom seeds. There's so many great products there at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have now back in stock, after months being sold out, 50% off Living Defense with all those key herbs and botanicals that flush out your guts, get rid of unwanted visitors, and just does an amazing job. You've heard the right reviews. It's a great stock. You have a great gift. Get your orders in by the 18th. You're guaranteed delivery anywhere in the United States. Get them in. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. Living Defense. Give yourself the gift this Christmas and New Year of the new start.
Fox has betrayed President Trump as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They are going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no. The U.S. Postal Service tells InfoWars that as long as you get your order in by December 18th and we're able to ship it out by that date, you will get it anywhere in the United States before Christmas. But listen, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products and fund the InfoWar now at the most critical time, not just in InfoWars history, but this country's history. You have invested in InfoWars. You've prayed for us. You've spread the word. You've bought the products, and you've gotten the benefits of the information warfare, of the truth, in the fight against the globalists. But now is the time to redouble all our efforts in praying for a great awakening, which is starting to happen, and spreading the word about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video, and at the very same time buying amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of the biggest sales, if not the biggest, of the year. Certainly on some items, the biggest sales of the year on nutraceuticals, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. So thanks for your support. Get those orders in, and God bless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Government, the robot takeover, the attack on the family, the forced inoculations, the end of our borders. It's not a thing over the horizon anymore. It's not knocking on our door. No, we're inside the cage with it now. But that's okay, because now the real fight can begin. Here's China Mitch McConnell, he's known as China Mitch for a reason. Again, yesterday, capitulating to the fraud, and then now trying to sabotage any ongoing resistance or exposure of the fraud, which is the real crime. It's one thing if he, an elected official, wants to grovel and sell out to the New World Order. But it's another thing for him to now try to bullwhip everyone into submission in the Congress. Here it is.
I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden.
Running this operation.
The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years. I also want to congratulate the Vice President-elect, our colleague from California, Senator Harris. Beyond our differences, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female Vice President-elect for the very first time.
Okay, we had a little bit of dual audio glitch there. So just so it's on the record, I want you to hear what he actually had to say one more time. Here it is.
So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years. I also want to congratulate the Vice President-elect, our colleague from California, Senator Harris. Beyond our differences, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female Vice President-elect for the very first time.
China Mitch McConnell has family ties to the Bank of China, top Chinese shipping firm, and a lot more than that. So let's go ahead and roll through all of this and what is unfolding. Here's the Associated Press. Mitch McConnell warns GOP of electoral college brawl in Congress. He goes on to say, without giving the reasons why, that we're going to lose Georgia if we don't stop fighting with the Democrats and if we don't start working with Joe Biden. Now, let's unpack that. The quotes are all right here to link the article. Let's unpack that, because I read the whole thing this morning and I couldn't find his reasoning. He just says, we're going to lose these two incumbent seats that are so close, this runoff in Georgia, and we could lose the whole Senate if we don't start working with the Democrats. So the Democrats have announced they want to eradicate the Republican Party, the country's very existence. They don't want borders. They're sending out the same fake mail-in ballots again like they just did. So it's a repeat of all of this. And do you know any Republicans that are energized by hearing we should just give up and not expose fraud? Do you hear Republicans thinking if we are nice to Joe Biden, that that will make more of them go out and vote to try to stop the Democrats taking the Senate? No. You say, we've got to watch those polls. We've got to go out and vote more than ever. We've got to get other people to vote. We've got to be very aggressive. You've got to hold these people's feet to the fire, or they're going to steal it again. That's exactly what Trump said a week ago when he visited Georgia. Common sense. No, this is capitulation. This is Mitch McConnell selling the country out. This is evil turtle, as he's known, showing you who he really is when the chips are down. You too, Brutus. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. In what universe does capitulating and saying that Biden really won and certifying the fraud of Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Nevada and Arizona, since when does not having Senate hearings about this, since when does not challenging the evidence and senators bringing out the evidence that is incredibly vast of fraud? No, but still we're supposed to bow to the mainstream media again and let them tell us there is no evidence of fraud and have them being announcing since 5 days after the election, when things were still totally in play, that he was president-elect, to create the self-fulfilling prophecy. But don't worry, a bunch of his family have been named to lucrative board jobs on top communist Chinese corporate leadership boards. So there you go. It just goes on and on and on. This is the sellout of America. But there are others that haven't sold out. Finally, a Republican with a spine. We'll play this video coming up next segment. Governor DeSantis declines reporters' request to acknowledge Joe Biden as president-elect. Even if they're able to put him in there and have his inauguration, we're never going to accept him. They didn't ever accept Trump, said he was a Russian agent with no proof. We have total proof of Biden being a CHICOM and Russian agent. So we will never accept him. He is not our president. He is a criminal. He is a fraud. He is a foreign agent with the rest of his degenerate, filthy family tied to the NXIVM sex cult, Jeffrey Epstein, the Clintons, and all of it. Joe Biden is a monster. Also breaking, and this is now confirmed, I saw this a couple days ago, this is from Gateway Pundit, breaking exclusive, owners of SolarWinds, all tied into Dominion, you name it, have links to Obama, the Clintons, China, Hong Kong, and the U.S. elections process, and they were raided in Austin, Texas, days ago. And the Pentagon has now shut off all its computers to outside access because of this. And there's all these other articles about Americans don't believe this was a legitimate election. Senate committee to hold oversight hearing to examine irregularities in 2020 election tomorrow morning. That is tomorrow. Michigan Legislature Committee subpoenas, election evidence, hard drives, laptops, emails, and Detroit and suburb of Detroit. None of that's on the national news, though. You got to go to Infowars.com. You got to go to NewsWars.com. You got to go to GatewayPundit.com. This is a RICO case, and it involves potentiality, the incoming president of the United States, assuming he's installed, Tom Fenton, on Hunter Biden's criminal case. Yeah, exactly. The enemy's not strong. They're failing. They're falling. Their whole system has been exposed, so they need to repudiate this Trump landslide. They need to get control of the executive to protect themselves and clean up what they've done and finish their globalist operation to bankrupt this nation and consolidate control. And that's why they swung for the fences and did a bum rush and did the Hail Marys and just let it all hang out. And now they're just hoping the media can gaslight us and get enough people to just, oh, let's be nice. Oh, the Democrats want to be nice. Oh, they want to be friendly. Meanwhile, they say they're going to never end the lockdown and send no bailout money to red states or red cities. And it'll only be to them and just endless trillions as they bring the country to its knees and domesticate the population. And the evil turtle is telling us that Joe Biden's our friend and that he's a great man, a great statesman, a great public servant. We all know that's a giant stinking lie. My goodness. And continuing, ran to the rescue. Second senator moves towards objecting the Electoral College certification. We'll talk about it with constitutional lawyer and expert Robert Barnes on the other side. Then Nick Fuentes on how do we punish these neocons and rhinos? How do we complete the America First Trumpian revolution? How do we complete the info war? Because believe me, this is just one stage of the fight. We have been dominating the last 4 years all over the world. The enemy just struck back. But remember, we are winning in the larger scheme. Stay with us.
The project for world government developed by the British Empire via Cecil Rhodes, then picked up by the Rockefeller family and the major robber barons to plan it by the 1920s, is all about corporate global governance. And now you're seeing it. It's not just the blue states, the blue cities, the communist and socialist nations all working in unison under UN control to establish a medical planetary dictatorship. At the core of it is the Fortune 100 corporations themselves funded by a handful of private central banking families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Dutch and British royalty being at the very heart of that. Then you learn the Dutch and British royalty aren't even Dutch or British at the same time, but they go back to the literal Count Dracula and the wars in between Christendom and Islam. Those that don't know history really are doomed to repeat it. They're involved in imploding the world economy. That's what the social distancing, the masks are all about. It's about bankrupting local small businesses. And those that comply are complying with your own destruction. Wake up. Most of the world submitted to the unconstitutional criminal lockdowns directed by the communist Chinese and the United Nations. And now because the slaves have proven themselves to be subservient, the worst Australian models of complete lockdowns where you can't even leave your house for months and months are being announced. And in Germany, the police are using giant armored tanks with water cannons to blast men, women, and children that protest the fact that Merkel, the dictator, has put them under her control. That's right, she's been rigging elections for years and years. And the same thing is coming here to the United States. This is world government. In Philadelphia, they've announced four people or more seen together will be arrested. They're announcing that Christmas is canceled. This is what the communist takeover looks like, to bankrupt you, to take rid of all your due process, and absolutely transform the world into a prison planet. How long have we warned you about this? But you can fight back. America is the last bastion. Stop submitting. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. However you want, be sure and share Band.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Globalist empire is on the run. That's why it's launching these counter-offensives, try to turn us against each other, try to bankrupt us, try to distract us with their fraudulent virus lockdown so that we are brought to our knees. This is the most ancient form of war. This is siege. Ladies and gentlemen, we elected a populist president. Brazil did. The UK did. They passed Brexit multiple times. And yes, these powerful corporate forces that want authoritarianism and centralized corporate rule, they push back. But the awakening to the globalist system is 100,000 times bigger than it was 30 years ago. And I'm not exaggerating. It was almost non-existent. But people that knew about the globalist plan were stunned by it and thought, if we warn the public, as this plan comes to fruition, there'll be a great awakening. It was a very simple bet on humanity, and it's happening. So as negative as things are and as bad as they are, if you look into the next few years and the next decades, and the example we're making right now, these globalists can pull these scams now and may successfully steal this election in front of everybody and may try to bring in their permanent martial law, but it's more than just the seeds of their own destruction they've planted. It is the guarantee of that. And Robert Barnes is smart. Constitutional lawyer, one of the top guys in the country. He's also a smart historian. I know he concurs on that. We'll get into some positive news next segment. But this segment, Senator Paul and other senators have come out and said, listen, we've seen major evidence of fraud all over the country. The media saying there isn't is a lie. There's not political will to stop this. Everybody's scared. And so we're betraying our own votes and the president and putting this Chi-Com agent in. And he's talking about holding things up during the certification of the electors, and that's why Trump has brought his own electors. So to walk through the nuts and bolts of this is Robert Barnes of Barnes Law. Also, DeSantis of Florida is refusing to acknowledge Biden. And this is the type of leadership we need because it's based, in fact, and in election fraud. But Barnes has been right. Getting into electronic machines dominion is a sidetrack, even though there's a lot of serious things there. It's the mail-in ballots, not following the signatures, violating the law, not having legislatures pass laws to do that, that is the total proof. And now it sets the precedent for that to continue. We'll talk about it in a moment. But here is Senator Paul just a few hours ago talking about opposing Joe Biden's certification.
But the fraud happened. The election in many ways was stolen. And the only way it'll be fixed is by, in the future, reinforcing the laws. And the only last comment I would say on what Mr. Krebs, and he can speak for himself, but I think his job was keeping the foreigners out of the election. It was the most secure election based on security of the internet and technology. But he never has voiced an opinion, he's welcome to today, on whether or not dead people voted. I don't think he examined that. Did he examine non-citizens voting? So to say it was the safest election, sure, I agree with your statement if you're referring to foreign intervention. But if you're saying it's the safest election based on no dead people voted, no non-citizens voted, no people broke the absentee rules, I think that's false. And I think that's what's upset a lot of people on our side, is that they're taking your statement to mean, oh, well, there was no problem in the elections. I don't think you examined any of the problems that we've heard here. So really, you're just referring to something differently is what I, the way I look at it.
And that Senate hearing is going on now, more tomorrow. And again, evil turtle Mitch McConnell is trying to block that, saying that will get the Democrats in a position to win the Senate in Georgia. Because if we're not accepting them, we're bad. And then people will then vote against the Republicans. That holds no water with me. What do you want to tackle first? Just where we are, historically what's happening, the latest developments. You've got the floor here, Robert Barnes.
Well, I mean, just at the outset, the fact that they were willing to call Krebs in today, just a day or two after it turned out this was the guy that was responsible for making sure our cyber infrastructure stayed safe, independent of and separate and beyond the election. Well, he completely failed at his job. For 8 months, there had been one of the worst hacks ever. The hack that involves the company there in Austin, and he completely missed it. He didn't find it ever. It took him being fired to have his successor discover that it took place. So it's amazing Democrats putting this nitwit up, probably the worst protector of cybersecurity in American history, as any kind of evidentiary witness of any utility or credibility, given that the SolarWinds hack happened right under his nose and it happened 8 months before without him even discovering it. And they're calling it maybe the worst hack of the U.S. government security in our history. And that guy's talking about credibility of elections. I mean, it's just a crock. I'll give Democrats the credit for being willing to go to any lengths to put any witness up to try to justify what happened. But secondly, the key thing is definitely the challenging the senators. I put up a draft letter on a little Dave Rubin's locals board, our Viva Barnes Law locals board, to send for everybody to contact, and people can do it in their own ways, by phone, by fax, by email, by regular mail. Contact their senators, put it, and every senator, just not only your own senator, contact Senator Paul, contact Senator Johnson, contact Senators, Senator Hawley, contact Senator Cruz, contact all of them, because they need to hear from the public that there needs to be an objection.
That's right. Let's be clear. We don't want just rhetoric like Hawley and Paul have done so far. I think they're both good men. We heard a lot of rhetoric about going after big tech the last couple of years. They didn't do it. We need teeth now. We need them to really go after them. How should they do that? Just have hearings, get up there, block it, filibuster it, and don't certify this as all this new evidence of fraud comes out.
At a minimum, all we have to have is one senator join Mo Brooks and the other congressmen and object to the certification of electors for all of the contested and disputed states. That's it. They can at least do that. And then what happens is the House and the Senate will vote on it. And they have to have hearings. And what the now that what they my recommendation is that everybody ask their senators to say to come out publicly and make a statement that they will object unless all of these contested states provide a meaningful signature match audit and publish all the ballots because they already have them digitized prior to January 6th. Because that's a very reasonable request. That's not even asking the senator to commit to objecting if in fact that event occurs. That's not asking them to sustain an objection. It's just saying, hey, at a minimum, use your power as a United States senator and your ability to object to say you're not going to certify an election when the state has not allowed an audit of the signature.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you make of Mitch McConnell not just conceding to Biden when there's so much more fighting to do, but actually congratulating him and saying he's been a great public servant. And now, I'm sure you saw the AP article, running around saying, you know, don't talk about fraud, be nice to the Democrats, or we're going to lose in Georgia. Under what logic does that operate?
The guy's incompetent. I was down there in Georgia, met with the Georgia campaign people right after the election. I and a whole bunch of other people on behalf of Trump told them that the recount and challenging and contesting the election was the best strategy for the runoff. They refused to listen. They ignored it. Both of these Georgia Republicans continue to engage in stock deals that are impacted by their legislation. They refused to change their position on that. And then they refused to commit to objecting. So my other specific suggestion to them 3 weeks ago with Sonny Perdue and other people in the room, and it's his cousin that's running for the Senate. And it's he who really runs.
And then you've got all these high-level Chinese government officials meeting with governors all over the country where these weird deals happen and giving them money and deals and their families. I mean, I guess they're bought and paid for. That's why they're acting like this.
Well, I have no doubt that watch what happens when McConnell's wife leaves the cabinet and cashes in at the Secretary of Treasury. I mean, at the Secretary of Transportation position that she was given by the president. Watch a whole bunch of the McConnell wealth magically increase. I have no doubt that Sonny Perdue will do just fine financially after all of this. So the effect is it leads an inference that all along these were people who were undermining the president. And now it's like the Godfather line when Marlon Brando's character says he should have seen it was that one guy all along. It was Mitch McConnell all along betraying and undermining and sabotaging the president. It's not a coincidence. It was his attorney general in Kentucky who was the only one to refuse to speak out or join the Texas lawsuit. So now the president knows that these were traitors in his own house all along.
Well, yeah, Trump's called basically for the arrest of the governor of Georgia. I mean, these people are criminals. We need to let's talk about Trump, what Trump should do, where Trump's really at, where we're at with Robert Barnes, where this election really is right now with 35 days to inauguration. Robert Barnes is our guest. Stay with us.
been said that you should strike while the iron is hot. Well, InfoWars is white hot right now. World government, globalist forces trying to take over the United States is mainstream news. And InfoWars credibility has gone through the roof. That's why now is the time to contact local radio, TV, and cable stations, if you don't have an affiliate in your area already, and to send them to InfoWars.com/affiliates and say, pick up Alex Jones, pick up Owen Schroyer, pick up David Knight, pick up our other great programs. They're free to air. If you're on TV or you're on cable, you can cover up all the commercials for yourself. No contracts needed. This is your authorization stations. Pick up the InfoWars feed right now. All the affiliates, the satellites, it's all linked at InfoWars.com/affiliates. Go to the local stations. Call them. Email them and send them the link to InfoWars.com/affiliate and tell them we're free to air, no contracts, just pick us up.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that living defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and living defense is over the top good.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Robert Barnes is our guest, constitutional lawyer, but working with the Trump campaign and others on the election fraud. Give us the big picture of where we are. Is it over for Trump? What's the reality? Are there any long shots? Why are we going after an election fraud when it's about him being a Chi-Com agent? There's so many angles of this, Robert Barnes.
Absolutely. So fundamentally, our election was done in a manner where people who were not qualified to vote voted. people who cast ballots in a manner that was illegal. That doesn't require proving fraud or forgery. It's just they didn't meet the rules in the way they cast their ballots. And the way the ballots were counted was not done in a constitutionally consistent, openly transparent, legally cognizable manner. Given that, the question is, what's the remedy? Ideally, the remedy would have been meaningful recounts and recanvasses and audits by the election officials, but they have refused. The next remedy, ideally, would have been the courts, but the Supreme Court is hiding underneath their desks. So that leaves one constitutional remedy, which has always been the ultimate constitutional remedy, which is for Congress to take action. The Senator McConnell yesterday said that when the Electoral College voted, that was a process that was final. That's completely false. First of all, the Electoral College hasn't actually meaningfully voted because their votes are sealed. Nobody knows actually for sure what their votes are. You don't know for sure what their votes are until they're opened and counted under the Constitution on January 6th by the Vice President of the United States as the President of the Senate. The first step that could happen is Vice President Pence has, according to many legal scholars, including legal scholars on the left, the non-delegable, non-reviewable plenary power to declare which electors were actually elected from the states at issue. So in this case, the president's electors also met in many states. They cast ballots for the president. Under various liberal, even liberal legal interpretations, Vice President Pence does have the power to declare the president's electors the actual electors from those states. There's a statute, the Electoral Count Act, which provides certain kinds of limitations, but that act is subject to the Constitution, and the 12th Amendment appears to give Vice President Pence undisputable, irrefutable.
Well, even CNN had an article saying that Mike Pence is going to put the seal on Donald Trump's defeat. Why do they think he would do that? I mean, they admit he has that power. If they see fraud, to not certify it. Are they thinking that he will stab Trump in the back or what?
Yes. I mean, that's in fact what's going on. Now, part of it is they're pretending that the Constitution doesn't say what it does. They're pretending these law review articles don't exist. They're pretending that and then to some degree, there's recognition that Pence is unlikely to come to actual Trump's defense. But people should know Pence does have this power. And the way to think of it is just imagine if this was Joe Biden in 2012 and the roles were reversed, or just imagine it was Kamala Harris. I mean, does anyone have any doubt that Kamala Harris or if Joe Biden on behalf of Barack Obama would have actually contested the electors? So the media would be having an entirely different spin right now, saying how, in fact, the vice president can contest the electors if they are contested electors.
Well, actually, they tried to do that back at the time. Remember, Pelosi's daughter tried to get a movement to do that.
That's exactly right. And in fact, there has now. So that's stage one. Assuming the vice president doesn't do it, and there's reasons to doubt that Pence is truly loyal to Trump. During Access Hollywood, Pence was trying to navigate Trump out so that he could be top of the ticket in 2016. It was Pence who helped drive Flynn out. It was Pence who helped negotiate with Ecuador to get Julian Assange arrested and extradited. So Pence has not been a real Trump ally. And a lot of the never Trumpers and problem people have come from Pence's group of people and his staff in the White House. So assuming Pence does not come to the president's rescue, but the world should know he could have. So when he doesn't, everybody should put that process that the House and the Senate under the Electoral Count Act can object. And all that requires is one member of the House and one member of the Senate. They do not have to be from the same state. They do not have to be from the same state as being contested. All it has to be is just one House member and one senator. Mo Brooks has already said he will be filing an objection as to the electors from Arizona, from Georgia, from Michigan, from Wisconsin, from Pennsylvania, and Nevada. And why? Because the election was done in a manner that was directly contrary and contradicted by the Constitution of the United States.
Absolutely.
As 19 attorney generals have already said in their filing before the U.S. Supreme Court, as 126 members of the House of Representatives have already said before the United States Supreme Court, as leading state legislators from the states in dispute have already said before the United States Supreme Court, and public interest groups like the Amistad Project and the Thomas More Society have done. So all we need is one senator to say, yes, I'll join in the objection. And then they have to hold hearings for at least 2 hours in each of the chambers where ideally they should be able to present evidence or allow evidence to be presented.
And that could turn this whole thing around. But instead, the Supreme Court's hiding under its desk. Some legislature have done the right thing. They've gotten evidence of fraud. The forensic experts have said this is organized crime. They've got the evidence of pulling out those suitcases and stuffing things. But is there the political will here? Let's be realistic. This is Americans as citizens. you told me on the phone a week ago, long shot for Trump. You said that on air. Now, is it a long shot, hole in one? I mean, what are we really looking at here?
I mean, I think that I designed a draft letter that people can copy and paste and use. No copyright, anything else. We'll put up a link on InfoWars at some point.
Where it is, and we'll post it on InfoWars. There it is. It's Viva Barnes Law. And where is that located? A draft letter?
It's Dave Rubin's locals board. So vivabarnslaw.locals.com. And it's right pinned to the top. People can cut and paste from it. People can change it however they want. No copyright. They can use it however they want. The goal is massive, massive public pressure on the senators, because you're already seeing that McConnell's wall that he's trying to build is already cracking today. When you have Senator Johnson saying what he said, Senator Paul saying what he said. Now, where was Josh Hawley? Josh Hawley wants to be the next president. He's the senator from Missouri. He has future presidential aspirations. He was a no-show today.
And explain to people, this is the path to victory. One of the last shots here, a very strong one, but we need leadership. Recap what needs to happen right now.
People need to reach out to every United States senator, put as much pressure on every United States senator, and tell those United States senators they must publicly state that they will object to the certification of any elector if the states in question fail to provide an audit of the vote prior to January 6th.
And then the insane logic of McConnell all over the news saying, oh, if we don't certify him and if we're not nice to Biden, we're going to lose Georgia. On what planet does not challenging all this fraud make Republicans be energized? That just flies in the face of logic.
Oh, exactly. In fact, what I told both the Loeffler's team and Purdue's team when I was down there was they should both run in Georgia saying, if you elect me, I will object to the certification of electors from Georgia and other states unless election transparency procedures are met before the election. And if they put Trump on the ballot, because it's the day before January 6th is the runoff date, and is January 5th in Georgia, put Trump on the ballot in Georgia and say, vote for me and I will object to the certification of any electors from these contested states that refuse to provide election transparency, and they would have a rallying effect and they could win re-election. Whereas right now they are almost guaranteed to lose by playing with the Mitch McConnell turtle script. And that is
what you just said is so huge. Repeat that. No, do five more minutes with us. I know you got to go. The next point is just coming on. We're going to go to break, but explain that, because that's true. If they ran on election fraud, which is the energizing issue, it'll put heat on those trying to steal it again. There's a good chance we'll catch them with their pants down, and then they can turn around and say, we will then go back and we will challenge this the day before and be heroes. That's Luke Skywalker firing photon torpedoes down the reactor shaft of the Death Star. Robert Barnes is our guest. We'll go to break. We'll come right back with him, then Nick Fuentes, who is just totally angry at the Republicans. And it shows the public is, he's been doing videos that are getting 3, 4, 5, 6 million views, every one of them. So, and his message is, destroy the Republican Party, take it over. I totally agree, but I'm just saying, that number of views, even with censorship, shows you this is the issue. Of course, they'll tell us, run away from it. You know, oh, the Democrats will get elected. No, we mean don't go for establishment Republicans. Go for good ones, libertarian ones, populist ones, Christian ones. And then Trumpist ones, InfoWar style people, and then the rest will get scared and get on board with us. This is real simple politics, folks, but the evil turtle doesn't want you to know that. We'll be back with Barnes in a moment. Please remember, you have up until Friday evening to get your orders in to be guaranteed delivery anywhere in the United States. That means Alaska, Hawaii. You've got till really Monday in the continental United States. I have the maps from the USPS. So if you get your orders in by Monday anywhere in the lower 48, folks will get their package before Christmas. But if you want it anywhere, the most remote areas, guarantee your orders in by Friday. We'll get them all shipped out by Saturday, and we got some busy little elves here in the warehouse, and that's how we fund our operation. Please do your shopping with InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 3 or 4 or 5 times the audience we had last year, but the money's not as big as it was, because I know the economy's in trouble and, you know, the globalist lockdown's bad, but so many great products. Back in stock, Living Defense, Turbo Force, Saw Palmetto, a product, Prostagard. That's also good for women as well. It's got all the D3 and all the rest of the stuff that you need to boost your immune system. It's all there. Prostagard, Turbo Force, Living Defense, X3, X2, all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us.
The U.S. Postal Service tells InfoWars,
that as long as you get your order in by December 18th and we're able to ship it out by that date, you will get it anywhere in the United States before Christmas. But listen, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products and fund the InfoWar now at the most critical time, not just in InfoWars history, but this country's history. You have invested in InfoWars. You've prayed for us. You've spread the word. You've bought the products, and you've gotten the benefits of the information warfare, of the truth, in the fight against the globalist. But now is the time to redouble all our efforts in praying for a great awakening, which is starting to happen, in spreading the word about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video, and at the very same time buying amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. They have some of the biggest sales, if not the biggest, of the year. Certainly on some items, the biggest sales of the year on nutraceuticals, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. So thanks for your support. Get those orders in, and God bless. The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So busy he couldn't host the election countdown, but he's back weeknights, 7 to 9 p.m. most nights with Yana Lorraine, and he's laying out some of the negative stuff here and some of the silver linings, but also, big picture, he was on my show last week, did a really great job, and I concur with his analysis of how this is actually going to devastate the globalists, what they've done, and he gave the Jacksonian historical blueprint of that, but recap what you were just saying up against the break about Georgia and the path to victory there, and why would McConnell be sabotaging that?
So, I mean, I think McConnell has never wanted the sort of Trumpism or Trump in the party. He just used Trump to leverage his appointees, and many of the judges that he put in are more loyal to him and the institutional Republican Party than they are to the president, as we've all witnessed over the last several weeks. If the Republicans were smart in the Senate for both the Perdue campaign and the Loeffler campaign, what they would campaign on is the only way the president has a chance is if they get reelected to the Senate and they agree to object to the certification of any electors from any state that has refused to allow an audit of the signature matches, that has refused to publish the ballots. Remember, everybody, they digitized these ballots, so all these ballots could be published to the world. In fact, the Georgia Secretary of State promised he would. What is in those ballots that they are so scared to publish them to the world? Is the numbering off? Do the ballots look weird? Do they look like they came from someplace else? What is it? Do they look like they may have been test ballots improperly included? What is in those ballots that the Georgia Secretary of State is so scared to show the world? What is in those signatures that the Georgia Secretary of State is so scared to show the world? So both Senate Republicans candidates should run on, elect me, and I will object to the certification of any elector from any state, including Georgia, that did not have an open, transparent, honest vote process. And that is the only chance we have for President Trump to be constitutionally reelected is by objecting to the certification of electors from the questionable contested states. And what should happen is if they throw out enough electors, then it goes to the House to vote by state delegation under the 12th Amendment, not to vote by majority vote. So Pelosi doesn't control that. It's by state delegation where Republicans have at least a four-state edge. So the only chance the president has is to elect these two Republicans to the Senate if they campaign that way in Georgia, because they need a majority vote out of the Senate to be able to sustain the objections to the electors. And that's what they should run on. They should say that that's what they're going to do. And again, They're not even committing to vote a certain way. They're only saying if these states refuse to allow an audit in an open, transparent process, then they won't certify the electors from those states. All we need is one senator to join one, any House member. We already have the House members, no matter what. So all the pressure needs to be focused on the Senate. We just need one United States senator to step up to the plate and say we will not certify electors from an election that was not done in an open, honest, and transparent manner, and give all of these states 2 weeks. Give them notice. Say, this is what I'm going to do unless you fix it, unless you allow an audit of the signature matches, unless you allow an audit of the machines, unless you allow an audit, a full publishing of all the paper ballots and show them to the world in digitized scanned form. And if you do that, then I won't object, but put the pressure on the states, because that's where the evidence is. The evidence is in these signatures not matching. The evidence is in these ballots having something weird in them that if they printed them, the world would see it. The evidence is in these machines not being fairly audited. The one machine that was audited in Michigan came back with major problems and issues and questions.
Oh, it's incredible. All we found is scams. And Barnes, you'll be on tonight, correct? You're going to be co-hosting? And you're going to be laying
all
this
out? Yeah, I'll be on tonight from all the way through.
All right, thank you so much. Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, band.video, Infowars.com, and on radio and TV stations everywhere. And people can follow you at Twitter where?
At Barnes_law, or they can go to vivabarneslaw.locals.com to get that particular letter.
Absolutely. All right, I look forward to you being on tonight. We also have to start talking about the future and the fact that it does look like they're going to successfully put this fraud in. And we're not giving up, folks. We're just being honest. We told you up front that this is a David versus Goliath thing. And just remember, you're going to have the same Q people telling you delusions again, and have the same folks that told you, you know, just go to sleep, trust Mitch McConnell, trust the plan. Well, no, more like trust the scam. And we have seen what this betrayal has done of wishful thinking. But we're going to grow up now, and I understand that. Most of the audience never bought it, but for others, it was really sad. Thank you, Barnes.
The globalists have always been at war with the family and small businesses. They want control. They want domesticated slaves. That's the process that is taking place right now. And when you shop at the big box stores and when you shop with Amazon, remember that they are creating monopolies and they are the globalists that are pushing the lockdowns, gun control, abortion, world government, all of it. If you want to do that, go ahead and shop there. But if you'll shop at InfoWars, where we have thousands of products made right here in America with our warehouses and our crew, it's incredible, and it changes the whole world. So do your shopping if you want to fund the InfoWar, and if you want to stop the globalist, at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell others do their shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing products. We can get everything delivered to you by Christmas if you order by the 18th. So again, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for thinking through what you do and where you spend your money, and do your shopping and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Powerful messages at the second Million MAGA March. This one was about a third as big as the gigantic one that was a month ago. There were still hundreds of thousands of people total, five or six different events going on. But last time I had the most powerful message of, we're not going to back down to the globalists, the New World Order, Biden's a Chi-Com agent. Nick Fuentes had the most powerful message at these events. The crowds were just screaming. He couldn't even hardly give a speech. 5 million views here, 3 million views there. With all the suppression still, his message is the truth, and it's the most popular message. So I'm like, we got to get Nick Fuentes on immediately. And there were so many rallies and so many groups that I missed him. I was looking around for him for 3 days. But it was just incredible. People would come to my hotel, demand I give a speech. You know, 2,000 people show up. So there's a lot of excitement there. But this time, it was all broken up. I hope, folks, regardless of what happens, go on the 20th of January, because we're not accepting Joe Biden. We're declaring, we know he's a fraud. We're also declaring war on Mitch McConnell. You know, I said Sunday, when I had a chance to see Saturday speeches by Fuentes on my Sunday show, I said, I think Fuentes is right. The Republican Party, the establishment are the enemies. But we have to make sure that doesn't get Democrats elected. We have to make sure we target neocons and others to get them out and put populists and America firsters in. But now you see McConnell saying, oh, we need to be nice to the Democrats. That's how we're going to win Georgia and let them engage in fraud. He's definitely working for the other side and a Chi-Com operative. I want to read his quotes in a big article in AP. McConnell warns GOP of electoral college brawl in Congress. But first, here's one of the clips of Nick Fuentes laying out the future and the future battle plan at the second big march in D.C.
And the first million MAGA march, we promised that if the GOP would not do everything in their power to keep Trump in office, then we would destroy the GOP. Yeah! And as we gather here in Washington, D.C. for a second million MAGA march, we're done making promises. It has to happen now. We are going to destroy the GOP. Yeah!
It goes on from there. You can find a bunch of the speeches and bits of it at band.video, but also at Nick Fuentes' site. And on top of that, on his Twitter, NicholasJFuentes.com. But he's with us the rest of the hour, and I got him on here. But let me just say one more point. This is a parallel or an allegory or like a gauge on a submarine or a battleship or an army tank or a truck. You have these women that are neocons, and I'm not going to attack them, but the point is they get all the permits, they take control of the thing. And then when you hear the speakers they've got, it is just people are falling asleep. And then I show up with a bullhorn or Nick shows up, and you get, you know, out of the 100,000 people, 20,000 that hear you run over, and they're all cheering, and then it gets 5 million, 10 million views. And then the poor Republicans with kind of a mainline rhino, a little Trumpist type deal, they get 20,000 views. It's not popular. It's not constitutional. It's not what made America. But everyone's always running away from what victory is. And so, Nick Fuentes, thanks for joining us. Great job there in D.C. Go wherever you want here, but you probably want to elaborate for folks that didn't get to hear your full speech on the speech that you gave, those speeches you gave there in D.C. last weekend.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I think it's a really good point that you make about these marches, you know, in the first place. You have these big organizers organize the stage and the sound system. And like you said, people that are organizing these official type events, they're not really true believers in an America first, Trumpian populist message. They're pushing a lot of the same conservative stuff that Mitch McConnell promotes and the GOP promotes. There's no energy behind that. But to elaborate a little bit on the speech, you know, it's interesting. There were a lot of Democrats that were saying, destroy the GOP. This is a message I could get behind. But of course, that's only the first half of the message. Destroy the GOP as it exists. Destroy the GOP establishment. And what we have to do now is replace it with a GOP that truly represents the American people. We have to destroy the fake GOP establishment headed by Mitch McConnell that puts America last. We have to primary all those people, replace them in the House, in the Senate, in the state governments. And we have to replace them with people that truly believe in America first, truly believe in the kind of conservatism that President Trump pushed when he ran in 2016. And I think that that is where we take the fight after this election, whether it works out for Donald Trump, which I think is increasingly unlikely, whether Joe Biden is inaugurated on January 20th, the directive is the same after the inauguration. We have to go out to these different states, look at every senator, every House Republican that did not support the president, that did not do everything in their power to keep him in office. And they have to have a real primary challenge in 2022, 2024, and 2026. Because this has been happening for decades now, that we Republicans, we the real base of the party, we the real people of the country, we vote for Republicans to do conservative things on the economy, on foreign policy, on trade, on immigration. And time and again, they go to Washington, D.C., and they give us nothing in return. And you've seen this for the past couple of weeks alone from Senate Republicans and House Republicans, even as they make the case that we should give them another 2 years in the control of the Senate with the Senate runoff in Georgia. And I am of the belief that we should not do that. I'm of the belief that the first blow that we have to strike against the Republican Party is withholding our votes in Georgia, withholding our votes in the Senate runoff and preventing them from reclaiming control of the Senate.
Now, that's where I may disagree with you, because it's one thing in primaries to beat all these neocons and rhinos and globals, which I'm totally for. But, I mean, there's two schools of thoughts. Maybe make it worse faster. Maybe let folks get a full dose so that Republicans can't act like that they're actually debating what's going on, maybe make it all be about the Democrats. It just seems like a very dangerous way to go.
Yeah, and I understand that, and I respectfully disagree. That's okay. I actually shared the same views on you initially, and I said, well, we're going to have to go out, and we're going to have to win the Senate runoff, because if the Democrats get control of the Senate, the House, and the White House, we're in for trouble. That's going to mean amnesty. That's going to mean bad things in the Senate. But then over the past few weeks, I saw that Senate Republicans passed the National Defense Authorization Act without a repeal of Section 230. They passed the Warren Amendment in the NDAA, and the Warren Amendment says that they're going to strip away the Confederate names from military bases. And additionally, there is a provision in the NDAA which prevents the president from pulling troops out of Afghanistan in the remaining 4 months, or rather the remaining 4 weeks of his first term.
And that they legalize a bunch of these high-tech visas. You're absolutely right. As soon as they thought Trump, was down, they showed us who they were.
Right. Well, and Senate Republicans like Mitch McConnell are already saying that they're going to work with Joe Biden. In particular, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, they did an interview, I think, the Friday before that second big march in Washington, D.C., and they said, we are eager and enthusiastic to work with Joe Biden. And that is more or less what the Senate majority.
Why do they think that's going to get him elected? That looks like a white flag to me. That's how this works.
Exactly. And that's sort of what I've been saying. I said that our vote, or at least Georgia Republicans' vote in the Senate runoff, should be conditional. And the condition is, if you're going to show us that you represent us, if Perdue and Loeffler and if Mitch McConnell show that they're going to offer resistance to the Biden administration, then they can earn our vote. And you're exactly right. While they're asking us for our vote to keep control of the Senate, at the same time, they're waving a white flag. And they're saying already, we will work with Biden. We will work with Biden on amnesty. We'll work with Biden on his agenda. What kind of pitch is that to reluctant voters who are thinking about withholding their votes, or voters who are very upset with the Republican Party, very upset with their handling of the election fraud? That doesn't sound like a persuasive or winning message to me.
Yeah, what McConnell is saying is, when it gets around to your electronic voting machines and your fraud with me or with my successor, you're going to put me in. I mean, that's what these are. Republicans selling out what's left of the party. That's been their job. The Democrats admitted is have a one party state.
That's right. That is exactly the end game. And this is where I think Republicans have to think very carefully about who our real friends and enemies are. You know, I hear some people saying we have to hold the line for the Republican Party. The Republican Party never holds the line for us. The line is not between Republicans and Democrats. It's between us, the American people, and both parties, that represent a mono party, the collective establishment that's in favor of all these globalist policies.
All right, Nick Fuentes is our guest, and that green bean I've got out of my throat, so I'll be able to talk when we come back. I was like sneaking a bite while he was talking. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So I want to tell the great listeners and activists this broadcast something. If you want Trump to override this fraud, you've got to support him. So 500,000, a million, whatever it was huge, show up in D.C. a month ago. And then a couple hundred thousand show up max this time. On the 20th, it's not about Trump. I believe it looks like they're going to be able to steal it. At this point, unless there's some magic action by the Justice Department that so far has done nothing. We have to be there to let Joe Biden and the globalists know we don't accept you and we're going to be on your ass with civil disobedience the whole time, and to let the neocons and the rhinos who never did a damn thing about big tech censorship and allowed this to happen because they're getting money from them. So Nick, break down where you think we should go, what you think is going to unfold. Can Trump be saved at this point? He really tried to do what he said he would do. And you saw they've come in with fraud to get rid of him. So I think a lot of these Republicans, too, are just scared, and they want to be the good little Republican that's kind of the token of the establishment.
You're right. And Republicans, the ball was in their court after the election. We know that Donald Trump won on November 3rd. That is really beyond a question at this point. He won Wisconsin. He won Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia. He legitimately and rightfully won the election. And when the Democrats began to steal it with mail-in ballots, there were many options for President Trump to take his rightful place with another 4 years. We had control of state legislatures in those four swing states that I just listed. Republicans had control in Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and those Republican-controlled state legislatures failed to act. They did not exercise their constitutional authority to appoint their own electors because of the voter fraud. We had a 6-2-3 or at least a 5-4 majority on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court could have intervened in this election with any number of cases. Most recently, the Texas suit. That was probably the biggest and strongest case. And they failed to intervene and stop the election fraud. So not only did Trump win on election night, but the Republican Party had the chance every step of the way at every level in the state legislatures and the courts and the Supreme Court to overturn this result. And what's more is not only did they not do that, but they didn't even have support from Senate Republicans, House Republicans, even Republican representatives that didn't play a big role in the process. They would not even give verbal support or any kind of support to the effort to overturn these results. And I think it's not because they were scared. I think it's because they want Trump to go out of office just like the Democrats. You know, it was in the first.
They want everything to go back to the lobbyists, everything business as usual, selling out America.
Exactly. Because Republicans are in favor of open borders. They're in favor of globalization. They're in favor of these lockdowns, which are benefiting big tech and these giant corporations, just like the Democrats. And they want Trump to go for those same reasons. It's Mitch McConnell, and it was even Paul Ryan in the first 2 years of the administration that blocked the border wall. They blocked Trump's plans on infrastructure, blocked his plan on just about everything. And I think that they want their cake and they want to eat it too. They wanted Trump's support to get them, I think, the 27 seats in the House where they were up for.
Exactly. They used him to get that grassroots, but allowed the targeting theft of him. That's what I was going to say this morning. The way McConnell's operating, and I don't like to speculate, but I do it 1% of the time, is there was an inside deal made to give them control of certain things. And if they play ball and sell America out, they'll be left at least in partial power. And I think that's what Mitch McConnell's saying right now.
That is what he's saying, because it was with Donald Trump and only with Donald Trump's support that Mitch McConnell was able to get 50 seats in the Senate, possibly 52. It was only with the support of Trump that House Republicans were able to make gains in the House of Representatives. And what they wanted to do was use him so that they could get themselves across the finish line in the House and the Senate. And then, like you said, the bargain was they're going to get their seats in the Congress, and then they get to throw out the president. They get his support. They get him to deliver seats without actually having to accept another 4 years, another term for the president.
But so we brought Trump to power. The populist InfoWars movement did. And so the grassroots should know we can continue to wage war against the globalists, whether they be Republican or Democrat. I think that's a really sensible, good plan. But it all remains to be seen of what's going to unfold. How much did the Q movement, and I'm not being mean to Q followers, but we know everything's fine, trust the plan, everything's going to be okay, kind of reveling in the power of we're victorious. They're all secretly in these FEMA camps. Everyone's gone to prison, and General Flynn is still out there saying 100% chance Trump's going to win. That's what keeps people from hitting the streets and Trump winning. It's delusional.
Yeah, it's problematic because it is creating complicity in the Republican Party. And now I have to say what I like about the QAnon stuff is that it gets a lot of people to believe the right things, although it gets them to believe the right things for the wrong reasons. It gets them to start thinking about connections between global special interests. It gets them to ask the right questions about pedophiles and satanic elites and things like that, largely for the wrong reasons, but it does get them to some of the right places. The biggest problem, though, with it, like you said, is that it makes Republicans complicit. People think that there's this big plan in the works that Trump is going to stay office. It's only a matter of time. Patriots in control, this kind of stuff. And, you know, I can tell you with certainty that this is not the case. There's tremendous incompetence in the White House. There's tremendous incompetence in the campaign. And I love Donald Trump. I am loyal to him. I support him completely. But the people that he has surrounded himself with in the campaign, in the White House, in the administration, they're either actively sabotaging him all the time or they are largely incompetent.
That's right. That's the paradox. That's the paradox is he was an outsider. He didn't bring in lobbyists, but then he didn't know who to hire politically. So they were able to basically block him in much of his agenda, but he still got a lot done.
Right. It was in spite of sabotage by the globalists inside and outside the administration that he was one of the most successful presidents, I think, in modern American history. I mean, he built more than 400 miles of border wall, did not get us involved.
He ended a bunch of wars, got a bunch of peace treaties, got a bunch of businesses and industry back to the United States. I mean, you talk about Trump got a lot done.
Yeah, trade deals. I mean, he did. It was a very successful first term, and that was in spite of a lot of bad personnel and resistance inside and outside the
administration. And he stood up to America Sucks attacks and stood up to all these. I mean, he did a great job. And I'm not saying he's 100% gone, folks, but it's like the sun's setting and we're seeing the last glimmers of light here. How demoralized do you think people are going to get that have been delusional even when Joe Biden gets inaugurated in 35 days?
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. It's definitely going to hurt. It's going to hurt me a lot, especially. And what's so frustrating is because we pulled off the impossible. The president won with more votes than any other president in history. He got 10 million more votes than 4 years ago, and it was stolen from us. There was no reason that it should have been stolen from us, and yet it was. We were screwed by the Republicans. That being said, as much as it hurts me to see all of this funny business go on, I have to say I actually feel energized because the path is clear from here. Trump has energized the country. He's woken up the base. And now the real battle will occur. It will commence over the Republican Party. Trump started the fire. And now we have to carry it forward by replacing people at every level in the party. You know, Trump launched this hostile takeover of the top of the party. I mean, literally becoming the president. And now we have to wage a war for everything beneath the presidency. We have to wage a war to primary House Republicans, Senate Republicans. We have to run in state races and local races. We have to take over the RNC and the party apparatis. So I'm
General
actually Flintes, more energized.
I've not heard it better said. That was perfectly said. So we're going to come back and talk about that, talk about the second lockdowns, how to counter the globalists, where you see that going. With Nick Flintes, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Check him out at NicholasJFlintes.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Don't forget band.video as well. It's a revolutionary act to share those articles and videos.
During our war for independence, during some of the darkest days, Thomas Jefferson, the man credited with writing our Declaration of Independence and much of our Constitution later, said, look, this is not going to be an easy fight. We're not going to be transported to liberty on a bed of feathers. No, ladies and gentlemen, we've actually had incredible successes with Donald Trump and Bolsonaro and the liberty movement worldwide. We're going to have major setbacks, but there is a giant awakening happening. That's why the globalists have gone ahead and launched their Great Reset, global collapse, worldwide social credit score, tracking app, microchip, forced inoculation, takeover now, because if they don't force it now, they're never going to get it. So InfoWars has never been more critical. I want to thank you all for your support. And I want to encourage you to do your Christmas shopping now at InfoWarsStore.com. And if we ship your order out by the 18th, the Postal Service says you will get it before Christmas. So get those orders in at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're investing in freedom and liberty and justice while getting great products. Thanks for your support. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves into next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products, and then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the second American revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. Introducing InfoWars Life, pure turmeric extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer,
There are a lot of people out there that claim they know how politics works. There's a lot of people that have their own flavor, their own philosophy, their own idea. That's why there's 10,000 different denominations of churches in the U.S. alone. In the whole world, they estimate over 100,000. That's just the Christian church. Because everybody's got to have their own worldview, their own little idea to be different than somebody else. Whereas I study what the top corporations, the Chi-Coms, the globalists want. And I know exactly their plan. And guess what? They're pretty much in control of the planet, and are incrementally taking us towards some really bad places. But like on a roller coaster, you wait in line for a couple hours or 30 minutes or whatever, eat your chili dog, drink your Coca-Cola, you finally get on it, then it tick, 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 tick. But as soon as you start going over the edge, it's really fast. Well, we're in that moment of now going over, and now we're speeding up, and now the ride is beginning, and it's not going to be a very fun ride. But if you decide to go along with the system, it's going to be a lot worse. And so what Nick Fuentes was just saying, and again, this is the Alex Jones Show, thanks for tuning in, is absolutely true. I feel energized because I was talking to Trump lawyers, and I'm not trying to name drop. You know, I saw this Bartiromo lady at Fox, who I think is a sweetheart. I watched her on CNBC for years. And she means well, and she goes, I talked to an intel officer, and he said Trump really won. It's like there's magical intel officers off on some mountaintop that know everything. They just know what we know and maybe have some inside baseball on some other things and a lot of high-level sources that have their perspective, but it doesn't mean they're God. Of course Trump really won the election. We have all the evidence. But see, it's that magic thing of, oh, an intel person told me, we'll play the clip in a moment. It has to be you that knows. It has to be you that's involved, you that's engaged. And so, again, globalism wasn't even known or understood 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Now it's public enemy number one. Soros is getting run out of the whole world. Bill Gates is being run out. This whole COVID lockdown, this world government move is their desperate act to maintain control. So as bad as it looks, you don't give into it. You say no and resist it, and we can have great victory over it. And so I'm sitting there in Georgia. I'm sitting there in D.C. I'm sitting there
knowing it's an uphill battle, seeing folks that believe 100% Trump's going to be able to get out of this, but the Democrats already sold us out. The Republicans already sold us out. They already had the whole scam set up. It's being aware of that they're all in a league together is the only shot at beating him for Trump right now. And I think he's still got a chance if he uses his bully pulpit to come out and savage the daylights out of the Bidens for being Chinese agents, to go after the whole New World Order, to declassify, to release Assange, and to really get aggressive, and to call out 10 million people to come down to D.C. But if he just hopes on the lawyers and hopes on the Electoral College, he's not calling out his political will. He's not getting us to take the field, and he will be removed in 35 days if he doesn't do that, Nick J. Fuentes. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely agree. He has to change the dynamic of the situation. And you brought up the pardon of Assange. He has to pardon Assange. He should pardon Snowden. He should pardon Martin Shkreli. He should declassify things from the military, from the CIA, because what he's up against, like you said, is the system that controls the world. It is big tech. It is these giant corporations. It's the deep state. It's the intelligence community. And we have to prepare ourselves for what we're getting into, which is a total war against that regime, against this American-led system that controls the world. What Trump should use in the remaining 35 days is the bully pulpit, his powers as president, and he should do everything that he can until January 20th, you know, until that first term expires, to make the system's life a living hell. He has to put that information out there and give us tools so we can fight, because, you know, once Trump leaves office, we don't go away. It's not like we disappear. They screwed us out of an election, but we'll still be alive and we'll still be fighting. The president should use those tools to make it easier for us to delegitimize and attack the system. And I think that's what he's got to do now. If this is going to be the last 30 days, if this is going to be the last, the last days of his administration, then he's got to make it hurt for them while he's still in the Oval Office. And there's a lot of ways that he can still do that. You know, the executive branch doesn't have much compared to Congress or the courts and how they've sabotaged him for the past 4 years. But there is a lot of stuff in his arsenal that he could still use. And that's what he's got to do, because the fight doesn't end with the end of this first term. In a lot of ways, the fight is really only just beginning. And there's one way where you could look at this first term and say that this was the opening salvo. This was the necessary first step in a real war against the establishment to create a party, the Republican Party, that can really represent the American people. You know, before Trump, you had two parties, both controlled by globalists, both controlled by the establishment, and there was no shaking their control over the system. It was going to be Republicans and Democrats until the end of time, increasingly only Democrats, and there was no seat at the table for the American people. What Trump did in 2016, his hostile takeover of the GOP, opened the door for the people to gain control over one of these parties and wield it inside the system in order to effect real change. You know, maybe the Trump administration was the necessary precondition to something within the decade or in the next decade where we get a truly populist White House, a truly populist Senate, a truly populist House of Representatives, something like we haven't seen since World War II or before. So
that's right. And that's how history works. In fact, this was a giant precursor. And I get what people thought. Oh, we've had total victory. Everything's fine. No, the arrogant globalists, we sucker punched them with Trump. They totally mobilized and barely were able, you know, to steal this, maybe not even still. And so I'm not trying to people a pep talk. I want folks to understand what you're saying is true. We have come light years back from where we were. There's such an understanding now. And if we understand that this is bigger than Trump, it's bigger than all of us individually, it's an awakening. Then we understand that, as you said, we're actually in a very good footing.
Right. 74 million Trump supporters voted in this election. They almost couldn't even steal it. I mean, they had to rig the election in six swing states. Think about the scope and scale of the fraud, not just even with the ballot fraud, but even think about big tech, how they conspired on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google to shut down conservative voices for years and then issue all these new rules and new regulations in the weeks before the election. Think about how the mainstream media and Fox News had to go mask off and suppress the Trump press conferences, suppress the press conferences and the hearings about the voter fraud. This was a massive effort. And like you said, to just barely put themselves over the top, and nobody even believes it. 85% of the Republican Party says that Joe Biden is not the legitimate president. 75% of the Republican Party said that they believe the election was stolen. 74 million people voted for Trump. We've built an army of people that are awake, an army of people that are not rhinos and army people that are not on board with the Republican establishment. The media has been discredited. People see what's going on. We've created a small army, which is fully something like a third of the country. Now the question is mobilizing those people, creating the infrastructure, creating that vehicle that is going to take this massive amount of people.
And Trump needs to be the rebel. He needs to continue to be a major leader in the middle of that and may even be stronger now as an underdog rebel outside. But let's expand on that. I liken this to a football game, a sudden death football game in overtime. And we're about to score the final touchdown, and then they load a corpse, and I'm not saying I'm threatening Joe Biden. I mean, he really looks like a corpse, into a cannon and fire it from the one-yard line over the other 100th-yard line and say, oh, look, we just won the game. I mean, everybody knows he's a fraud. Everybody knows no one comes to his events. Everybody knows he didn't get more votes than Obama. And so it's really a Pyrrhic victory. This is a ridiculous embarrassment to them. He's literally falling apart on TV in front of us.
Yeah, Pyrrhic victory is exactly the right way to describe it. Yes, they may have pulled off this election steal, but at what cost? Because if you think about it, this may have actually been the best outcome in a sense, because what this did is it delegitimized the system in the minds of half the country. Everybody that voted for Trump for the most part believes this election was stolen. So sure, you could have the White House and, you know, you could have your Pyrrhic victory. You've stolen the election. But what was the cost? Well, in the minds of 85% of those 74 million people that voted for Donald Trump, they no longer believe that their votes count. They no longer believe that the media is telling the truth. They no longer believe that this system represents them. And the question is, what will the consequences of that be in 2022 and 2024 and 26? In a way, it might have actually been better if they let Trump win this election, let him sunset constitutionally in 24, and then revert to the status quo then without people losing faith and losing
instead hope. If you look at Jackson, who they stole an election from, 4 years later, he came back and got it even bigger. Nick Fuentes' final segment with him straight ahead. Then the former CEO of Overstock is blowing the whistle on Hillary Clinton in huge ways. He claims he was part of the FBI sting against her for $12 million. That's coming up and a lot of other breaking news. Stay with us.
The U.S. Postal Service tells InfoWars that as long as you get your order in by December 18th and we're able to ship it out by that date, you will get it anywhere in the United States before Christmas. But listen, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products and fund the InfoWar now at the most critical time, not just in InfoWars history, but this country's history. You have invested in InfoWars. You've prayed for us. You've spread the word. You've bought the products, and you've gotten the benefits of the information warfare, of the truth, in the fight against the globalist. But now is the time to redouble all our efforts in praying for a great awakening, which is starting to happen, in spreading the word about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video, and at the very same time buying amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. They have some of the biggest sales, if not the biggest, of the year. Certainly on some items, the biggest sales of the year on nutraceuticals, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. So thanks for your support. Get those orders in, and God bless.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group in those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get two bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good.
The globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No. Turning humanity into a commodity. Now, we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same thing's been happening to our troops, and thousands and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal and state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny. And we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
On AM and FM radio stations, watching us on UHF and VHF across the country and at InfoWars.com and Band.video. You know where we are. You know we're still on air. But I go to these big events and shake thousands of hands. People, I used to love watching you on YouTube. I used to love seeing you on Facebook. And I'm like, we're still at InfoWars.com. We're still at Band.video. We've upgraded it. It all works really good. We spent millions and millions of dollars with our own infrastructure before the ban came because we knew it was coming. And so we're still on air. So it's so important for the audience to realize, and I know this seems simple, but I have to remember it too, that the general public's looking for the truth, but they don't find it unless you send them there. So please, this Christmas, tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, tune into the forbidden information. Find it, and when they find out it's powerful and informative, share it. Band.video. Go to the Band Video section of Band.video. So the medical doctors and scientists that are being silenced, that are being shut up. It's so important. Speaking of that, Nick Fuentes has his own website. It's excellent. He's got his own work. But where is it? Where's the best place for people to find your nightly show and your daily shows you do?
You can watch my show at dlive.tv/Nick J. Fuentes, and I'm on the air Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock Central Time.
And again, for folks driving along on their 18-wheelers or people in their cars or, you know, people walking around outside listening while they're jogging, tell them one more time where they find you.
It's dlive.tv/Nick J. Fuentes.
Because one of my biggest frustrations is we got videos every day that get millions of views that go out on Twitter, go out on Facebook, you know, get around the censors. But it's never the really hardcore stuff that I really need folks to hear. They've got to come to the source to really get the full width and breadth of what's saying, or they can edit the tape like they did with you and go, oh, Fuentes wants to destroy the Republicans. No, you mean destroy the bad Republicans taking over.
Right. Well, and that's exactly what they do. They get the 10-20 second clip. And because they control social media, they control the networks, they get all of the engagement. So they basically get to create their own reality. But that's right. It's not destroy the GOP as in we're going to self-sabotage and blow up our own institutions. It's that we have to wage a major attack, a major assault on the establishment of the party. And you could see why based on what they've been up to in the past few weeks, which is to say they're not supporting our president and they are supporting globalist policies, even as they continue to ask for our votes.
In closing, I've been asking the questions here the last 40 minutes, 45 minutes. What else is on your radar, your view on the COVID lockdowns, all of this rollout of tyranny?
Well, I talked about this on my show last night. What I think people have to begin to prepare to do, not only is primary Republicans, not only to show up to D.C. on January 20th and, you know, to engage the GOP in elections in the coming years, But it's also to be on the lookout for this vaccine. And I know that this is kind of your wheelhouse. You've been talking about this stuff for a long, long time. And you said earlier about the roller coaster and how things begin to move very quickly. We're reaching that peak. I think that is going to commence probably this year. And that's going to be the distribution of this COVID vaccine. It's this, what do they call it, mRNA modification that they're doing. I think that what you're going to see in the next year that people really need to think about is a mandatory vaccine distribution. They're going to mandate that everybody has it. And some people think to themselves, well, I simply won't get it. What they're going to do is they're going to tell you, you can't fly in an airplane. You can't take an Uber. You can't eat at a restaurant. You can't go to a concert. You can't go to school. You can't go to work unless you get your vaccine, unless you get your immunity passport, your vaccine passport. And what are people going to do? You know, most people are not in the situation of you and I where they, you know, we don't have employers in the same way. Most people got to go to work to eat. Most people need to travel. People need to send their kids to school. They don't really have an option to say, I won't get the vaccine and be ostracized by the society.
And so the answer is, notice how they do it in thousands of articles a day. You're going to have a job, leave your house, get on a roller coaster, you know, go to a theme park, go to a concert, get on an airplane. And then they go, oh, no, we're not going to do that. It's unconstitutional. Plus, some people have bad reactions. And they're like, no, we are going to do it. So they're just conditioning us to get ready for it and to accept that it's super dangerous.
Well, and exactly. They used to say when the lockdown first started, they said, well, we're not going to enforce these fines. We won't enforce these mask mandates. We won't enforce these things. That was back in March. Now it's December. I got kicked off of an airplane just a week ago because I didn't have my mask covering my nose. In some cases, they will literally turn the plane around while it's in the air and land it, put it on the ground to kick somebody off if they're not wearing a mask. And then they put them on a no-fly list. So people thought 8-9 months ago that this kind of stuff was impossible, that that was fear-mongering. You're paranoid if you thought that. Look at how far we've come. Businesses shut down, mask mandates. You know, it's like a different country. And I think what you're going to see in the next year is that will only increase under Biden, only increase under the Democrats, and the consequences will be far more severe. You know, you wear a mask, and the worst thing that'll happen to you is maybe you get a little hypoxia. You don't get as much oxygen in your system. You get the vaccine, and God knows what's in it. You're going to be dealing with maybe Bell's palsy. Maybe you're going to get HIV. I saw there was one trial in Australia where somebody contracted HIV from the vaccine. You know, they said from Pfizer that Pfizer executives will not take the vaccine first because, according to them, they don't want to cut in line. So the people that manufacture the vaccine and design the vaccine and sell the vaccine won't take it. That should tell you something maybe about the risks involved in taking the vaccine. They say,
by the way, it came out 10 years ago that in China and in Germany and in the UK, quote, elite military and government leaders and rich people have access to, quote, clean vaccines. So they're putting Trojan horses in. They've been caught. Secret experimentation. The mRNA vaccine, they admit, doesn't even help you. But they're just saying, we're testing it on you. It goes in and reprograms your cells. And now top scientists that head up the EU board said, the only other vaccine we found like this is for sterilizing animals by attacking their placenta. So the same protein that this mRNA vaccine, Pfizer's in Europe, goes after, attacks the placenta in mammals. Now, guess who told us that? The former chief science officer of Pfizer wrote the paper with Wolfgang Wudarg, the head of the EU commission, advisory commission. So it's like they're Fauci coming out and saying this. Then the top French pharma professor, he's the top guy in the country. He came out and said it's all a dangerous scam and meant to take over. They put him in a mental institution yesterday, brother. I mean, this is real authoritarianism.
It's no surprise. It's no surprise. This is what they've been planning to do for years. And they've been going after the so-called anti-vaxxers for years. They've been saying that if you're against vaccines, you're anti-science, you're a danger to public health, you're pushing misinformation, and you should be banned from Facebook and Twitter. It was all to prepare for this exact scenario. And I said this on my show last night, this entire situation is going to make 9/11 look like a joke. And what I mean by that is what you have with the government is they manufacture a crisis and then they manufacture a horrible response, which is worse than the crisis. They had 9/11 and then they have the Patriot Act, the War on Terror, DHS, mass surveillance. In the wake of COVID, you're going to see a terrible crisis destroying the economy, people are dying. People are, you know, getting sick. And
telling us all to stay in our homes. And, oh, even when you have the vaccines now, you still can't leave. You can never leave. We're going to have to tell you over an app where you can go, what you can do. And they've already got cartoons for kids saying you'll never leave your house unless your phone says you can. This is total dystopia. It's not coming. It's here. We must resist it and speak out against it now before it is cemented and habituated and put into place. Nick Fuentes, great job. Thank you so much. And have a great week and Christmas coming up.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Merry Christmas.
Wow. Powerful information, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful. And by the way, I haven't even gotten to the COVID stack yet. I'm going to get to that when we start the next hour ahead of our next guest that joins us at the bottom of the hour. And then I have the former head of the CIA and the NSA saying, arrest me. So it's not just that it's about me. If he was saying, arrest Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson, I would be making a big deal about it. But this is crazy, and it shows who these little slime bags are. And then just doing cursory reinvestigation, just remembering who Hayden is, it blew me away. I mean, this is a slime bag, ladies and gentlemen. So they're calling for me to be arrested. He says he agrees. What a dangerous individual. We're going to go to break. It's one of the last days for you out there to fund the InfoWar by shopping with us for Christmas if you want to get the packages well before Christmas. Anywhere in the, not just the continental, but anywhere else, like Alaska or Hawaii, get your orders in by Friday night and you'll get them before Christmas. You can order by Monday in the continental United States and get it. I've got a map here from USPS, but I want to thank you all for shopping with us. It takes a lot of money to fund this operation. We've taken the weight of the world under our shoulders, and we've got a great crew who I love and I appreciate, and I want to keep them employed. I want to stay in the fight now that what we've talked about is all unfolding. InfoWars is now more important than ever, but it takes money to fund it. So get your Living to Cleanse, Living Defense, Parasite Cleanse at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock, 50% off. That's a great stocking stuffer. Also, Alpha Power. Good for men and women, out for a year because of the COVID lockdowns. Finally, Habit, it's back in stock, 50% off. And, of course, great for your immune system, also back in stock now. We have the Prostagard with all the different vitamins and minerals and the saw palmetto. Great for your prostate, but great for everything in your body. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's been said that you should strike while the iron is hot. Well, InfoWars is white hot right now. World government, globalist forces trying to take over the United States is mainstream news. And InfoWars credibility has gone through the roof. That's why now is the time to contact local radio, TV, and cable stations, if you don't have an affiliate in your area already, and to send them to InfoWars.com/affiliates and say, pick up Alex Jones, pick up Owen Schroyer, pick up David Knight, pick up our other great programs. They're free to air. If you're on TV or you're on cable, you can cover up all the commercials for yourself. No contracts needed. This is your authorization stations. Pick up the InfoWars feed right now. All the affiliates, the satellites, it's all linked at InfoWars.com/affiliates. Go to the local stations, call them, email them, and send them the link to InfoWars.com/affiliate and tell them we're free to air, no contracts, just pick us up.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Tucker Carlson knocked it out of the park again last night. I want to play about 4 or 5 minutes of what he had to say about big tech about to really take control of the White House. Now, the Republicans and Trump totally failed to stop it. They're still failing to stop it because a bunch of them are on the payroll, and the president's children kept playing footsie with Google and others with Apple. And then we're going to come back, and I'm going to plunge into the latest COVID news and former head of the CIA and NSA calling for my arrest. Then we have the big Overstock CEO who's really brought out some incredible information joining us. And then, of course, you've got the War Room with Owen Schroyer coming up. But here's Tucker.
No, I've never been a fan of Facebook, as you probably know. I've never been a big Zuckerberg fan. I think he's a real problem.
Uh-huh. They didn't used to like Zuckerberg because they didn't think they could control him, and all the conservatives meet on Facebook and talk about unauthorized things. That was Joe Biden last December. Very different Joe Biden now. He's not saying much about Facebook. He's helping Facebook. Of course, things have changed a lot since then. Biden's transition team has started hiring top officials and lobbyists from Silicon Valley. Why? Well, let's see. Facebook and Twitter and Google, too, censored stories about Hunter Biden's business deals, the Biden family's business deals, with businesses connected directly to the Communist Chinese Party. Tonight, we're learning more, though. Dozens of executives at Facebook, of which Biden is not a fan, and Twitter, started spending big on Joe Biden in the race. For example, at Facebook, the vice president of public policy, Aaron Egan, donated more than $99,000 to Democrats this year, including Biden. At Twitter, a senior director of product management called James Kelm donated more than $5,000 just to Joe Biden. And there are many more, of course. So in total, what are these contributions, the pattern of money moving from Silicon Valley into the coffers of the Democratic Party and Joe Biden? What do they tell us? Candace Owens is one of our all-time favorites. We're happy to have her on tonight to unravel this mystery. So, Candace, you look at these numbers, you look at the behavior of the party, what do you conclude?
I conclude that this is the least shocking story of 2020 for any American that has been paying attention to what we have been seeing this year in terms of what is really just mass censorship. And here's what's really rich, Tucker. Do you remember when the leftist media hacks were trying to convince us that the big, evil, scary GOP plot to voter suppress existed in people waiting in line to vote? Remember, to cast their ballots in Georgia, they showed a picture of a perfectly average line and said, look, the GOP is suppressing votes. This is a form of voter suppression. And every time you see something like this, a ridiculous story, you know that the job of a really good media hack is to make sure Americans are looking the wrong way when real crimes and real issues are actually peeping up. One such issue is the way that Facebook and Twitter virtually intervened on this election cycle. And
That's
they did this quite openly via fact checkers that popped up out of nowhere. Fact checkers that were pulling down stories like the Hunter Biden story, suppressing it, saying missing context. We don't have the information. Joe Biden hasn't confirmed that his son is guilty. Therefore, this story is somehow untrue. Well, we always knew if these fact checkers weren't checking facts, what they were doing was suppressing information. And that is a form of voter suppression.
Well, of course it is. And of course, nothing's being done about it to this day. But the clarity of the payoff here, I mean, even as Joe Biden is criticizing Facebook, clearly didn't mean it, Facebook's employees are sending him money. Facebook's owners are working around the clock to get him elected, spending a lot of hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, they're basically buying the Biden people.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And the American people know this. And the question is, what is going to actually be done about this? Obviously, there exists some relationship behind the scenes, and they feel comfortable under a Biden and Harris administration. And they didn't have that level of comfort. Trump was talking about revoking their protections under Section 230, which they should. By the way, I'm not against Facebook having opinion or having a position as long as they are willing to admit that they are, in fact, a publisher. You are a publisher. You are pulling down information that you don't like because you are a publisher. They should be afforded no protections under 230, and that's exactly what Trump was trying to do.
It's a lot more than 230. They're organized crime syndicates working with foreign banks. They're surveilling everyone and doing it in concerted effort, and Congress is scared of them, so they've taken over. Admit how much trouble we're in.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech, and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's the most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record. It does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into hour number three.
Zeit gut werden. Nach dem Tod ein Engel werden.
Next segment, the former CIA director and head of the NSA has called for my arrest. It's always nice to have that, especially when you know how bad this dude is and the horrible things he's been involved in. I am very honored and very happy and very appreciative to see that going on. But right now, let's look at what's really going on and what's really behind the COVID lockdown, the war on civilization, the war on human activity, the war on human spaces, the war on life. Even the New York Times was like, COVID has caused a war on human relations, but it's for the good. And it's causing millions to starve to death, but it's good. And it's causing millions to commit suicide, but it's good. And it's causing millions to die of cancer and heart attacks from no medical care, but it's good. Even though it kills far fewer than all of that combined, it doesn't matter. But it's not COVID. It's the lockdown killing everything. That's what's unfolding here. So let's go ahead and I'll direct you, please, with an overhead shot to this right here, TV viewers. Very important article up at Infowars.com from the Von Mises Institute by Michael Rechtenwald. And it says, what is the Great Reset? Part one, reduced expectations and biotechno-feudalism. Boy, that is not a headline trying to sound smart. That is exactly what I basically have called it. What is the Great Reset? Teaching you you suck, teaching you have nothing, teaching you to have an economy based on having less freedoms, less mobility, less resources. For you, more for the establishment. It's called slavery. It's called feudalism. It's called siege. That's what it is. Part one, reduced expectations and biotechno-feudalism, a biological, technological straitjacket monitoring and controlling everything you do to be able to step outside your door and forcing things into your body with the whole design to be to make you sick, to make you stupid, to make you poor, to make you dead, but to suck everything out of you before they do it, to hobble you and disease you from birth, to give you these diseases. Let's continue. I suggest everyone, go to Infowars.com and read this article. And they lay out exactly the numbers, how it's done, the science, how it's all a power grab fraud in the admissions of Klaus Schwab and the rest of them. And look, I know you've already heard this here for 30 years or 27 years. And that greener means less humans and greener means more slavery. Like the green horse of the apocalypse. But that's what this is. The pandemic road to serfdom. Absolutely. And the globalists admit, the UN admits they want new serfdom. They don't want upwardly mobile populations. Remember when Obama went to Africa and he said, you can't have cars or air conditioning. Period. But oh, he can. Oh, but he's not racist. He's a good guy. Here's CNN. The pandemic has destroyed friendships and divided families. You mean the political lockdown and hysteria and Chicken Little event is a societal crisis waging war on the public? Yes, it is. The pandemic hasn't starved millions to death. You, the trendy liberals, the heroes, the leftists. Melinda Gates goes, oh, we had no idea how bad this would hurt the economy.
when her own husband had said in his tabletop exercise before this was released that it would devastate the economy. That'd be a good thing to slow the rate of growth to zero to cut our carbon footprint. But she's out there going, we had no idea. Like the head UN envoy for COVID said, we really shouldn't do lockdowns. It's going to starve millions. And like, oh, we're doing it well. So, oh, we're sorry. I really shouldn't shoot you. So that's how this works. Great reset. 61% of nations have decimated liberty with COVID restrictions. And it goes through the list of just the greatest attack on liberty ever seen. The greatest turning back of the clocks makes Hitler blush. The number of Americans that are depressed or considering suicide has soared because of the COVID lockdowns, with global suicides doubling. The numbers are now into the millions, but that's okay. It's not the COVID chic mask and social distancing with AI robots telling us what to do. And we have videos in Singapore, in China, in New York City with robot dogs patrolling and barking at you. And then with human voices tell you, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And an aggressive robot is, wear your mask. Seriously, we'll play the videos come up here in a few minutes. So, oh, the robots are suddenly on the streets too, and the drones. Yes. Oh, it's the rollout of all this stuff we wouldn't put up with to get us all confused in this big dystopic lockdown. Strict COVID-19 restrictions prompt defiance and anger in California. Wall Street Journal, small businesses are told they have to totally close by arbitrary digital maps. Like, oh, MGM can stay open, but your little hot dog stand can't. See how it works? You're not a stakeholder, as the UN calls it. And I've never really liked Tom Cruise. I think he's one of the most overrated actors there is. He's a weirdo, but now we know he wants to run a cult. The audio's up at Infowars.com. He yells and screams for 3.5 minutes as his employee saying, I will effing get you fired. You will be blackballed. If you take off your mask or you get within 6 feet of each other, but then he's in all these fight scenes and things, and can touch people. He's a cult leader that loves to see people under his control doing whatever he wants. He has people reportedly at his house that polish his home with Q-tips, but aren't allowed to talk to him or look at him. It's the same thing with Hillary. It's the same with all these globalists. Oh, don't look at Tom Cruise. What a sack of authoritarian garbage. Burn in hell, you little Satanist, on a power trip about how great you are and how amazing you are and how ascendant you are as you bring in global collapse and extermination. Burn in hell. Inside the small Washington town defying the lockdown despite state orders. Hey, better not go there, Tom Cruise. It's where all the normal people that aren't scum like you live. With ICUs hitting capacity, hospitals turn to desperate measures. I've had nurses on. I've had managers on. We've had whistleblowers on. The hospitals are almost completely empty. But they will say, oh, our COVID ICU is 10 beds. And when those fill up, they do a photo op saying, oh, my gosh, we're totally full. But John Hopkins reported we have the same number of dead people in 2020 that we had last year at this time. See, they're just hyping things up with kabuki theater. Pink dot delivery robots cruise West Hollywood so a human doesn't have to deliver it to you. You're safe. I told you that was coming, see? This is all just a drill for the real lockdowns that are coming. Times Square, New Year's Eve will not have public audience. Oh, now it's totally shut down. And I'll get to more of this next segment. The former CIA director that wants me arrested, he attacked Trump and he attacked them. And the Supreme Court, they ruled that churches could stay open, even though they have no law to do that. No one should close the churches. Courts and local governments have no power. But the Supreme Court basically said that. Hayden came out and said, oh, you're murdering people, and showed a picture of a mass grave. Had nothing to do with COVID. And then like a day later said, look, I'm at a Pittsburgh Steelers game. It's so awesome. And everybody's shoulder to shoulder. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. But see, it's all about we open what we want, but you don't open what you want. See how it works? Pompeo tests negative for COVID-19. Will quarantine. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's so scary. Even though it has a death rate of like 0.00 whatever. It's all just an excuse for Tom Cruise and Nancy Pelosi to just act arrogant and scream at people and do whatever they want. Over-the-counter home test for COVID-19 gets U.S. green light so we can have more hysteria, more fear. Kansas mayor resigns over violent threats for backing mask mandate. I don't feel safe anymore. Ugh. Well, move to North Korea, you witch. And we've got these perpetual fake articles. Like a hand grasping, Trump appointees described the crushing of the CDC when Trump would not want them to create fear and would put out false science. You're the ones lying about the death numbers. You're the ones said it would be 2.5 million dead in the first few months, and it wasn't. You're the ones that said out a 3 to 5% death rate. You're not the science. You're the big pharma whores. You're the liars. Tell us the hospitals are full and they're not, you damn liars. But they're coming with real strains. The lockdown is so when they release the real weapon, they can kill you and your family. You're all going to be dead within a few years unless you wake up to this. We'll be back as I take on the scumbags.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines. And then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
Well, yesterday, I was getting more emails and more calls about CNN and all these publications saying Alex Jones may be arrested. On Saturday, there were a lot of publications that said, and I gave a speech in D.C., did Jones threaten to kill Biden? And then by Sunday, calls for Jones to be arrested for threatening to kill Joe Biden. And then by Monday, Alex Jones to be arrested for threatening to kill Joe Biden. That's how the media works, how their gaslighting and fraud works. And then by Tuesday, former head of the CIA and former head of the NSA, Michael Vincent Hayden, very horrible, corrupt, deceptive career, we can make a whole film about, he weighed in agreeing with a viral tweet that, yes, I should be arrested. Now, what did I say? What did they take quotes out of? I said, this guy's a reanimated corpse. That means I'm not going to kill him. I'm saying he's like a zombie. He looks like he's dead, the Crypt Keeper. Very clear what I was saying. Say it all the time. And I said, one way or another, he will be removed, whether he gets in as the president through this election or whether it's impeachment. The last thing I'd want would be to kill him. Now, before we get to Pelosi, let's play what I actually had to say. Here it is.
We will never back down to the satanic, pedophile, globalist, New World Order and their walking dead, reanimated corpse, Joe Biden. and we will never recognize him. Trump, President Trump had zero connection to Russians. No proof. 4 years of investigation. With the Bidens, it's open and shut. So I don't know who's going to the White House in 38 days, but I sure know this. Joe Biden is a globalist, and Joe Biden will be removed one way or another.
Okay. So now let's go to Pelosi saying basically the same thing last year, and we took it as election fraud or impeachment. That's what she was saying. She said whether we impeach him or whether we remove him or whether he's taken out the ballot box, he will be gone. Now, when Phil Mudd on CNN said we're going to kill Trump, that's a threat. There were plenty of threats. And the media's like, yes, these are good. But I wasn't threatening Biden, and I'm not backpedaling here. This is the incredible deception of these individuals. And again, how they think if they lie about you, it makes it so. More gaslighting. So here's what Pelosi had to say.
But again, it's Sunday morning. Let's be optimistic about the future, a future that will not have Donald Trump in the White House. One way or another, 10 months from now, we will have an election if we don't have him removed sooner. But again, he will be impeached forever.
And that's what I said. I said, I don't know if in 38 days he'll be in there or we get him, you know, get rid of another way, one way or another. Same thing. Exact same thing. But when they're saying we're going to kill him, we need to kill him, the New York Times has articles saying we're going to assassinate Trump, he needs to be assassinated, oh, that's cute and fun. But now they're all over Twitter. I mean, hundreds of thousands of tweets. Oh, arrest him now, get him now, oh, arrest Trump too. They're authoritarians is what they are, a bunch of frothing, limp-wristed, anti-American scum who don't respect due process and who want me arrested. And then imagine the former CIA director who was a desk jockey at the Air Force, never in any combat. He was part of a scandal where they gave a bunch of generals Silver Stars. So he talks about he's a Silver Star recipient just because he was in the military during the 2003 Gulf War. He wasn't there, but he was in the military. I mean, this is a stolen valor monster. He also is involved with some very mysterious international orphanages and transfer of children. I can tell you that's being looked into already. I got contacted by some folks. I'll just leave it at that. And that's why I said he looks like a child molester. I'm not saying he's a child molester. I'm just saying Brian Stelter looks about as creepy as you get. You're not going to let him babysit your kids. You look at Hayden's own Twitter photo is the creepiest photo. Please pull up Michael T. Hayden's Twitter, folks. I want to show people he's like in a Steelers cap on a mountaintop looking about as scary. I mean, he looks like a Hellraiser character or something. I mean, that's a nightmare situation right there. But remember, he told Congress no spying on American people. Then he said the Fourth Amendment says that they can spy on you without a warrant. I mean, this guy is a fraud. And then I'll show you just on his Twitter feed what a giant, huge, mega massive fraud Hayden is. But here's Hayden back during the Bush administration engaging in the giant lies.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But
that's what it says.
The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. No warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. But upon probable cause. Probable cause. Probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth.
Okay, so this man is a total liar. Here's the headlines. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones may face charges for apparent Biden threat. Kevin Shoroff, new former director of the National Security Agency, says he agrees Alex Jones should be immediately arrested for threats he's made against President-elect Joe Biden's life. And here's Hayden saying he agrees, saying he wants to be arrested. Meanwhile, he put out a bunch of tweets saying pro-life about Trump. Thank you, Amy COVID Barrett, for a groundbreaking decision. And then they put out, it's a joke account, an image of a mass grave implying that Trump's killing everybody. because the Supreme Court ruled churches could be opened and it's unconstitutional to close them. But then literally days later, this is November 26th, go to his Twitter and show people this, guys. He puts out a Pittsburgh Steelers. That's November 26th. On November 27th, he tweets, let's do some football. Pittsburgh proud. Happy birthday. No social distancing NFL game. Now, folks, again, imagine the irony of this. He's saying Trump is mass graving people. Trump is murdering people because a Baptist or Catholic church or Buddhist temple or mosque can be open with 10 people, 1,000, whatever. Walmart can be open. Target can be open. Disneyland can be open. But your churches can't. Liquor stores are open. All this is going on, but he's a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. They actually work with Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm stalking you, Hayden. Open source, baby. A lot of stuff coming out on Hayden. It's the time. It's the time for it to happen. So you want me in jail, Hayden? Well, you might be going to jail with what we're going to be releasing on you real soon. Now, you work for the Bushes and other crime families. So this is the time for total release of information. Speaking of that, we have the former CEO of Overstock who just gave a bombshell interview about how he was recruited by the FBI in a stinging of Hillary Clinton, which they then shut down after he'd already stung her. That is coming up. Patrick J. Burney on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Whatever you do, stay with us and spread the word because you're going to want to hear this information with Patrick on the other side.
During our war for independence, during some of the darkest days, Thomas Jefferson, the man credited with writing our Declaration of Independence and much of our Constitution later, said, look, this is not going to be an easy fight. We're not going to be transported to liberty on a bed of feathers. No, ladies and gentlemen, we've actually had incredible successes with Donald Trump and Bolsonaro and the liberty movement worldwide. We're going to have major setbacks, but there is a giant awakening happening. That's why the globalists have gone ahead and launched their Great Reset, global collapse, worldwide social credit score, tracking app, microchip, forced inoculation, takeover now. Because if they don't force it now, they're never going to get it. So InfoWars has never been more critical. I want to thank you all for your support. And I want to encourage you to do your Christmas shopping now at InfoWarsStore.com. And if we ship your order out by the 18th, the Postal Service says you will get it before Christmas. So get those orders in at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're investing in freedom and liberty and justice while getting great products. Thanks for your support. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Most of the world submitted to the unconstitutional criminal lockdowns directed by the Communist Chinese and the United Nations. And now because the slaves have proven themselves to be subservient, the worst Australian models of complete lockdowns where you can't even leave your house for months and months are being announced. And in Germany, the police are using giant armored tanks with water cannons to blast men, women, and children that protest the fact that Merkel, the dictator, has put them under her control. That's right, she's been rigging elections for years and years. And the same thing is coming here to the United States. This is world government. In Philadelphia, they've announced four people or more seen together will be arrested. They're announcing that Christmas is canceled. This is what the communist takeover looks like, to bankrupt you, to take rid of all your due process, and absolutely transform the world into a prison planet. How long have we warned you about this? But you can fight back. America is the last bastion. Stop submitting. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
bribed Hillary Clinton $18 million. I facilitated a bribe for Hillary Clinton on January 14th, 2016, right here in this town. On behalf of the FBI, they came to me around December 1st, 2015. They told me Hillary Clinton had accepted a bribe from Turkey for $20 million. They told me that I would be working for a group in New York, FBI agents, who had authorization to set Hillary Clinton up in a sting. They asked me to facilitate a bribe for her, an $18 million bribe from another government. The bag man from that other government was to befriend, and I was to get that person 10 minutes alone in a room with Hillary Clinton. I did. On January 14th, 2016, Hillary Clinton was in this town, and she met in a way that was kept off her schedule. She accepted an $18 million bribe. But General Barr knows this. This is the Durham. They know this was what is behind it all. And I'll even tell you, I'm going to drop one more thing. I've been waiting to say this publicly, and this is what really happened. I will tell you, if you hear this and you give me 90 seconds, your viewers will understand what's happened in the last 5 years in America. I've been waiting to say this on mainstream TV, and they will not have me back because once they understood what this was about. I facilitated a bribe, and she took a second bribe for $18 million. And I worked with the FBI as I did that. They're deeply involved in this. They came to me 3 days later and told me I had to forget about it and forget that it ever happened. And I said, what are you talking about? And they gave me one excuse. They said, Hillary's going to win, and it's been decided upstairs. Nothing's going to be able to stop that now. So she's going to win, and she's going to send her people over to the FBI and ask who was part of investigating Hillary, and any of us who were part of it are going to be destroyed, and that includes you too, Patrick. And so this mission has been scrubbed from the highest level. And I thought about that, and I said, yes, sir, and I came. But 2 or 3 weeks later, I was back with three federal agents this time. Three federal agents, and I let them know that wasn't sitting correct, and this is in Salt Lake City, Utah, and that wasn't sitting well with me, and I'd like to know why you had almost a year before you.
All right, Patrick M. Byrne, who did found Overstock, a lot of other big companies, successful guy, been on the show before, been dead on about it being election fraud, not voter fraud. I had a chance to be at the same big event with him at the Jericho event this last Saturday in D.C. He's here with us now on short notice at Patrick Byrne. On Twitter, deepcapture.com. Thank you so much for bringing this out. I believe your story. I know there were a lot of stings on Hillary. She was very arrogant. She was taking over, $2 billion from different governments, individuals, anybody that would give her money. She'd give them access. That's what the email server shows. I know the Southern District has been investigating her. I know they've been investigating Hunter. When you came out and said this, and I saw the video yesterday, I said, that's the same stuff I got told, that there were successful stings on Hillary. But then when they thought she was going to win, that all got scrubbed, and that the Justice Department has all that info and has been protecting her. So thanks for joining us. You've got the floor here to give us the latest and give us more details, not in that little two-minute piece.
Okay, Alex. Well, thank you for having me on again. And, yes, I did run into you backstage on one of those events this weekend. I wondered as you were playing that, why have me on? I told the story on another show, but I'll give you some more detail. This is true. By the way, I'm in an incredibly precarious situation. Well, I've already.
No, I want you to know why you did it. I have a good idea. The country's in trouble. It's time for us all to give our maximum.
Yeah, I mean, the hell with it. I've been getting myself an ulcer for 2 years, wanting to come out, but being told, trust the process, trust the process, trust the process. About a year ago, there was a conversation or a communication between myself and the powers that be that said, I am not comfortable being part of a cover-up. And they said, you wait till after the election. After the election, you can say whatever the hell you want to say. Tell the whole story. So I waited to the election, and I couldn't live with myself if I'm not coming out about it now. By the way, what I'm telling you is the second of four bombshells. The first bombshell was the stuff about Maria Butina I came out with a year ago. The second bombshell is what I'm telling you now. There's two more bigger ones to come. I'm just not sharing them yet. So I was in early December 2015, they came to me, they asked me to set up Hillary and a bribe. They did this because I'd worked with the FBI rounding up Wall Street. And if people go back to that fight, I was in a very famous fight, 2005 to 2008 with Wall Street. And there's a man who went on Fox, U.S. attorney, who later confirmed that, yes, I came in with a whole bunch of information and it triggered a federal investigation that became this big thing that put 200 people in jail. And if you look at the Steele, anyway, that's up on Deep Capture. A U.S. attorney said that on Fox a year ago. So that part of the story has been confirmed. So they came back and they said in December of 2015, we need you. This is word for word. I have something called an eidetic memory. When I tell you something's word for word, it's word for word. They came back and said, this part, the FBI is asking for your help again. There are two groups investigating the FBI, in the FBI investigating Hillary Clinton, Patrick. One is the email group, and we know that's a whitewash, but there's a group in New York who really wants to put her ass in stir. They're going after financials, the Clinton financials. Comey has been blocking them from acting, saying there wasn't enough to justify them going aggressive in their investigative techniques. Now, this is what they explained to me. I'm breaking out a word for word. They then explained to me the legal theory of a sting. Do you mind if I take it? Do I walk you through this in much more detail?
Oh, please, sir. We know you've got a lot more to tell. That's why we got you here. Go ahead.
So I'm going to go through it in much more detail than I did on that other report, that other interview you just clipped from. They explained to me the legal theory of a sting. And they said, look, undercover cop can't just walk up to a stranger and say, hey, you want to buy a bag of cocaine? Because you might not have been out to buy cocaine. They can't just go around creating crimes. So the prosecutor needs to establish that you already had a prior disposition. And they do that by establishing that proving you committed one or more predicate acts. And these are all legal terms. And they explain this all to me. And it comes important later. So I'm walking through in detail. So for example, if you pulled over at a street corner, they need to show you pulled over at an intersection known for drug distribution. You put it in park, you roll down your window, you call this. These are all predicate acts that the prosecutor can later say you already had the prior disposition to buy the cocaine. So when the guy walked up, the undercover cop walked up and sold you some, it's a good bust.
Sure, the government's committing the crime if they initiate it and sell you instead of you're already looking and you were already looking for it already to commit the crime. It's premeditated. And so they knew she was out selling influence, selling billions of dollars of it. So they needed to have it be a separate third party and show that she was coming to a meeting wanting to be bought off.
Well, close. They were saying that Comey had been saying up to that point there was not enough predicate information to justify a sting. However, Patrick, they told me information has come in that Hillary's accepted a bribe. She took a $20 million bribe from Turkey. And that information has come in, and the group in New York has now used that as leverage to force Comey to sign off on a sting. And he has approved a sting, and the New York group is sending to you for you to help, and you're going to facilitate a bribe. And there's another government that was known to want to bribe Hillary $18 million. You're going to befriend that government. You're going to befriend the bag man in that government. And somewhere, and it's going to happen in the next 2 months, Patrick, somewhere there's going to be a room. And Hillary Clinton walks into that room, and the bag man's in that room.
Sure, it's like all the countless FBI stings we've seen. It's very formulaic.
Well, it was a very specific thing they told me, that there's going to be a room. She's going to come in for 10 minutes. The bag man's going to be in for 10 minutes. They're going to be there alone. And that's it. That's your assignment. And so they gave me that. And so it's up to me how to create that event. So it's all up to me. And I told them, look, to make that happen, there's going to be some bribing and stuff. And I need something called an acts otherwise illegal letter, which is a letter they can give you when they're asking you to do something like this, like get involved in a federal election and bribe someone. And they went back, and I see the time. I'll finish this in 45 seconds, and then we'll continue the story. I'll finish this part. They said, we'll have to go back to the office and discuss it. They came back in 2 days and said, word for word now, we've been told to tell you we can't give you a letter, but if you'll come to D.C., the director says you can be shown a letter. And I said, ooh, this is coming from Director Comey. And two federal agents looked me in the eye and said, And I said, oh, this is coming from Director Comey and the president. And two federal agents looked me in the eye and said, and I said, well, you can tell Director Comey and President Obama that a from them is good enough for me. Consider Hillary bribed. Come back.
You'll be right back. Oh, so it's Obama tried it. This is why this is so big. We know the Obamas and the Clintons don't like each other. Stay with us.
The U.S. Postal Service tells InfoWars that as long as you get your order in by December 18th, and we're able to ship it out by that date, you will get it anywhere in the United States
before Christmas. But listen, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products and fund the InfoWar now at the most critical time, not just in InfoWars history, but this country's history. You have invested in InfoWars. You've prayed for us. You've spread the word. You've bought the products, and you've gotten the benefits of the information warfare, of the truth, in the fight against the globalist. But now is the time to redouble all our efforts in praying for a great awakening, which is starting to happen, in spreading the word about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video, and at the very same time buying amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. They have some of the biggest sales, if not the biggest, of the year. Certainly on some items, the biggest sales of the year on nutraceuticals, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. So thanks for your support. Get those orders in, and God bless.
The project for world government developed by the British Empire via Cecil Rhodes, then picked up by the Rockefeller family and the major robber barons of the planet by the 1920s, is all about corporate global governance. And now you're seeing it. It's not just the blue states, the blue cities, the communist and socialist nations all working in unison under UN control to establish a medical planetary dictatorship. At the core of it is the Fortune 100 corporations themselves funded by a handful of private central banking families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Dutch and British royalty being at the very heart of that. Then you learn the Dutch and British royalty aren't even Dutch or British at the same time. But they go back to the literal Count Dracula and the wars in between Christendom and Islam. Those that don't know history really are doomed to repeat it. They're involved in imploding the world economy. That's what the social distancing, the mask, are all about. It's about bankrupting local small businesses. And those that comply are complying with your own destruction. Wake up.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good.
Fox has betrayed President Trump as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, we are riders on the storm. And the storm is populism waking up to globalism and huge political movements of freedom exploding. And now they're openly stealing this election. A lot of people are really getting angry. And you see Trump releasing a lot of classified info and a lot of serious information coming out about the Chinese communists and about the Russians and about the Bidens and very damning stuff. People ask me, do I believe Dr. Patrick M. Byrne? And I absolutely do believe him because I know the state police and I know New York police and I know good FBI people that have been very, very, and Secret Service, that have never given us anything but really accurate information. And it's exactly how he's saying it, though. Like, hey, you need to look over here. No. You need to go do this. You need to go do that. And then, like, I get a call like a month later. You're not doing that. You know, no. You don't do this. You do that. And then it was good info. Like Hillary falling down and, you know, the fact that they had all these stings on her. I've heard this. I just didn't hear it was Patrick M. Byrne. So, Patrick, you're continuing here where they're like, the FBI, this is back under Obama, sting against Hillary. Why would he be wanting to do that right before the election in 2016? This gets into a lot of intrigue.
I'll get you into that. Before I go on, I want to first say one thing, Alex. It's thank you for having me on your show, and I must confess I did not listen to you over the years. I heard wacky things and didn't pay attention. But what I've realized is the mainstream press, that when the dust settles, everyone's going to see the mainstream press. They're the kooks, that they're part of this. They're trying to keep people from understanding what they're seeing in front of them. And good for you. So respect. I'm trying to say in a graceful way.
Sir.
I don't know about your past beliefs. Respect. The only thing is, I want to be clear. I have nothing to do with white identitarianism. I eschew anything racist. I assume you're on the same.
Oh, that's the media. Well, I mean, the media says Trump's a Nazi. I wouldn't support Trump if he was. It's all pure crap. They said I'm anti-Semitic because I don't want globalism. Globalism is about world government. The Chi-Coms are globalism. I'm not against Chinese people, but I'm against the Chinese communists. So I think we're on the same boat here.
You know, I speak Chinese. I'd like to talk to you about China when I'm done the Hillary bribe story. I'm not an old China hand, but I was once a young China hand, and I can tell you what's going on. And if you – anyway, so what happened was – where was I with Hillary? They asked
the FBI
this.
Was saying it went all the way up to Obama was green-lighting a sting.
And they did this thing, and I said, great, okay. So I'm going to skip a bunch of stuff, but I can tell you that 6 weeks later in this town in the middle of January, there was a moment where Hillary Clinton, and I will walk you through more detail than I did on the other show, but I'm not going to tell you everything, and I'm not pretending to tell you.
I just want to ask why you're doing it now and where it's going. I mean, give us big picture first. Obviously, you see this theft of the election. You're pissed. You've been wanting to tell this for years.
This is a coup. The coup all began 5 years ago. This is all a coup from Barack Obama against Hillary Clinton. Trump won in a fluke or for some other reasons we can go into. And it morphed into the Russian collusion delusion. And I say this as the guy they had bribing Hillary Clinton and romancing Maria Butina. So I probably am more inside this issue than anyone you can think of. So I know what I'm talking about. So let me go back to this. If you wanted me to come back and dig into the details of how this and that were done, I'll give you a little bit more. But the point is, it pulled off. 6 weeks later, it happened. And I've been shown this spring a document. That a document from a bank that would be, say, consistent with what I'm with the what I'll call bribe number two. So bribe number one was $20 million from Turkey. Bribe number two, $18 million from a bank in a different country, not related to Turkey, different country altogether, and not a country I've ever been to. But anyway, so it was, or that I had ever been to. So it's been anyway. So she, I can't, my, I was not in the room when it happened, but everything fell into place. I met with the agents 3 days later, expecting them to confirm, okay, everything pulled off as expected. Instead, the agent said, Patrick, there were two agents and they're very good guys. And I got to tell you, I do not mean to disparage the FBI. The FBI, we can take the FBI that we have as citizens and create a functioning FBI out of it. But there's a real problem, systemic problem at the top of a lot of our agencies. And I can even tell you, we can go into how that came about. It's called ram-specking. It's the turning of political appointees into people who don't rise to the top from within, but political appointees.
Sure, no, I mean, they brought the operatives in to control the top. That's classic.
Yeah, but after they become political operatives, it used to be taboo that you ever took a job within the department. About 30, 40 years ago, that changed. And now there's a bunch of political appointees who burrowed into the bureaucracy, and they're the problem. Both parties are guilty. So back to I don't want to skip the punchline on all this. So they told me I needed to forget it. And I said, why? And they said, look, it's been decided at the top. We've realized there's no stop. Nothing's going to stop Hillary Clinton from being president now. And the day she's president, she's going to send her men over the FBI, her people over the FBI, and ask who was part of investigating Hillary. And everyone who was part of this, Patrick, were all going to be destroyed from the top to the bottom. And this includes you, Patrick. So it's been decided at the very top, this mission has been scrubbed, and we mean it. You have to wipe every moment of this from your memory. And I said, yes, sir, I understand. But the truth is, deep down, I didn't.
And I know why you did it. So tell us now why this is important, tied into latest developments, and who the power structure is in your view.
Why it happened, sorry. This is the punchline. And if you hear this, you'll understand what's happened in the last 5 years. I got back together a few weeks later and said, this isn't sitting right. And at this point, there were three federal agents present. And after some hemming and hawing, eventually the following story was expressed to me. And it runs like this. Patrick, what you need to understand, so this is late January 2016. Patrick, what you need to understand is President Obama, and this is word for word, there's really four federal people of different types involved, and this is word for word. Patrick, you need to understand that at this point, President Obama has his people across the federal bureaucracy, but especially in the Department of Justice. Hillary Clinton is going to be president for 8 years, and nothing is going to change that. But think of it this way. Think of it as being a Bunsen burner within the Department of Justice. And on that Bunsen burner, that information about the two bribes you were part of gathering, that'll be sitting there. But the hand on the Bunsen burner is going to be one of Barack Obama's people. If Hillary Clinton is a good girl and defends Obamacare and such, that flame stays low. If she's a bad girl and gets thinking for herself, that flame gets turned up. And that way, Barack Obama is going to manage Hillary Clinton for the 8 years she's president.
Well, that's exactly what the feds are trying to mean. I just said turn the burner all the way up.
Don't step on this line. You don't want to step on this line, Alex.
Okay, so back to the Bunsen burner.
Two or three more sentences. That way, Barack Obama, for the whole time Hillary Clinton's president, Barack Obama's going to be managing her, and she's going to step down, and Michelle's going to run. And Patrick, that's the plan.
Wow. Say that again, because I did mess up the punchline. The Bunsen burner can be turned up. It can be turned down.
And that way, Barack Obama is going to manage Hillary Clinton for the eight years she's president. Then she's going to step down and Michelle's going to run. And Patrick, that's the plan.
Wow. That makes perfect sense with Biden being an Obama literal zombie. And then he steps down and then Michelle comes in 4 years. Or how do you see that?
No, Hillary would be in for 8 years, and then...
No, I'm talking about now, because I'm thinking about the... your story is very important, I believe it, but what does that affect the future?
Well, this is all a coup that started there. They were using blackmail. That's why I went public a year ago and said this is all political espionage. That's why I only told the part of the story. I dated Maria Butina two times, and basically what I went public last year was what I figured out in the first time. And I said in that Martha McCallum appearance that they asked me to work on something else had to do with a corrupt federal official. This is the story I was thinking of, but I didn't want to say it then. I should have. But it was that. So that's where this all started. Barack Obama started a coup on Hillary Clinton, and the Russian collusion delusion was being set up from the summer of 2015. John Brennan was working on this. I think that these notes that are now being declassified may well be John Brennan knew that maybe the scheme wasn't going to play out. So
you're saying they were trying to get Hillary for being a Russian operative, which we know she was. They just moved all that BS onto Trump.
Well, I think that Brennan, these notes that are being declassified are from
July. Hold
on, we've
got to go to break. Do a few more minutes with us, because I know, I believe you. It's amazing. I want to hear the rest of this on the other side. And then we've got a great investigative journalist about to take over. John Rappaport, by the way, it's the last time we've got by Friday for you to get your Christmas presents at InfoWarsStore.com. We don't have big sponsors. The radio stations do support the local sponsors, but we have you sponsoring us. InfoWarsStore.com. We have three great items back in stock just in time for Christmas. We have Living Defense Parasite Cleanse. It also resets your whole gut. Alpha Power, good for men, great for women, great for everybody. And, of course, we've got Saw Palmetto with all the different vitamins and minerals you need for your immune system. Prostaguard, designed for men's prostates. But, man, women are all buying it. It's great. It's got everything in it. It's all discounted, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. All these products have been sold out, one of them for a year. They're now back in stock. Thunder Operation, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's been
been said that you should strike while the iron is hot. Well, InfoWars is white hot right now. World government, globalist forces trying to take over the United States is mainstream news. And InfoWars credibility has gone through the roof. That's why now is the time to contact local radio, TV, and cable stations, if you don't have an affiliate in your area already, and to send them to InfoWars.com/affiliates and say, pick up Alex Jones, pick up Owen Schroyer, pick up David Knight, pick up our other great programs. They're free to air. If you're on TV or you're on cable, you can cover up all the commercials for yourself. No contracts needed. This is your authorization stations. Pick up the InfoWars feed right now. All the affiliates, the satellites, it's all linked at InfoWars.com/affiliates. Go to the local stations, call them, email them, and send them the link to InfoWars.com/affiliate and tell them we're free to air, no contracts, just pick us up.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Patrick M. Byrne is our guest. And on record, he did date the supposed Russian spy that tried to infiltrate the NRA. Really, she was just trying to be a right-winger and, I think, promote liberty. But that's what we hear. That's a whole other interview. He could disagree with me. He dated her. But that's how he got into this. That's how the FBI was with him. That's how all this is unfolding. This is a short segment, longer segment coming up. Big picture here, Patrick. These power groups, I mean, I know that's true from research and sources that the Clintons and the Obamas are two different camps. Then you've got Trump, kind of this maverick coming in with some backing of some foreign groups. I mean, Israeli backing, not Chinese or Russian. That's a whole other camp in Israel. Those are multiple camps. This is a fight of different camps, but Trump did want to relaunch America, have it be dominant. That's why I backed him, because I'm an American firster. Just in the few minutes we have in the short segment, what's the big picture? I understand your story from 4 years ago. It's very pertinent. You're telling it now. But obviously, what does this do into the future, and how does this project onto what's currently happening?
Well, first of all, this is a psyop. You're experiencing a psyop, the stages of which are demoralization, disorientation, crisis, then normalization. And the demoralization is this, you know, is the COVID-19.
Of course.
I mean, it's not to say that it's nothing, but it should have been handled like Sweden handled it. And all the evidence and all the science indicates at this point that that was the lowest deaths per millions of population, which is the correct measure.
Yeah, they tried to panic us. They use it as a psyop, which they never want to end. So how do we break the psyop?
So then disorientation is basically what we're seeing in the streets. I happened to walk in front of the FBI a couple of weeks ago, and there's guys on motorcycles, Antifa guys, and ATVs doing donuts and wheelies on the sidewalk and the street of the FBI, and the FBI just standing back. The FBI agents I've ever met are not – they're not the kind of guys who joined the FBI in order to stand back from that.
The left is demoralizing us, destabilizing us, pissing in our face.
The crisis is creating a fake and imposter president. Any 8-year-old could see. I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I vote on principle, and on principle, I'm against violence. I'm a pacifist libertarian, small R Republican libertarian. But, an 8-year-old could see that this got stolen. That's the crisis. There's this imposter, and they're telling us we're the kooks for not buying into their psyop. You know, if you went to the Amazon and found some dusty village, some 8-year-old kid in some basically, you know, lawful village, and you showed them movies of ballots, suitcases of ballots being pulled out while everyone shoot out of the counting. The 8-year-old would tell you, oh, they're stealing the election. But they're trying to tell you that you're not seeing what you're seeing. That's the disorientation and this crisis. And now they're just trying to normalize it by making you think that you're crazy if you see anything irregular about this election. There are scandals all over the world just like this. They may have done this in 52 countries. They may be shifting the balance of power in whole worlds. Anywhere dictator. Anyway, and behind there is my beloved China, one of my undergraduate major, Dartmouth, Chinese history and such. I was there 83, 84, studying, oddly enough, ancient Chinese history all the way up to Maoist thought. This is a Chinese. The Chinese have searched for years for you should do a show on this, Assassin's Mace, Sha Shou Jian, Assassin's Mace. For 10 years, our national security has known they have some weapon coming that takes us out with one blow. And it's referenced in an old Chinese story. One kingdom takes out another without having to fight a war. You get the right guy, the right place, the assassin. We've wondered, what's the assassin's mace? I think we're experiencing the Sha Shou Jian, the assassin's mace. It's with one blow, they knock us out.
I totally agree. In fact, we've seen Chinese leaders brag that they used the COVID to lock us down. They say, we're over. They're already reopened. We have to recognize this is an assassin's mace, and we have to understand that if we stay in this state of panicked Chicken Little fear, we're done.
You're right. Sweden. Look at this numbers for Sweden. Good work, Alex, digging this up before the mainstream idiots. They're still in this, having the vapors about hydrochloroquine, how dangerous it was. Every kid I knew over in Asia, when we were over there in college, everybody just prophylactically took HCQ. You know, after 10 years, 2% of people have a heart problem, have a heart murmur. On that basis, rather than, and we were talking about for this treatment, five days of two doses a day.
Well, stay there, too. There's one more segment, though, on Big Picture. Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
The globalists have always been at war with the family and small businesses. They want control. They want domesticated slaves. That's the process that is taking place right now. And when you shop at the big box stores and when you shop with Amazon, remember that they are creating monopolies and they are the globalists that are pushing the lockdowns, gun control, abortion, world government, all of it. And if you want to do that, go ahead and shop there. But if you'll shop at InfoWars, where we have thousands of products made right here in America with our warehouses and our crew, it's incredible, and it changes the whole world. So do your shopping if you want to fund the InfoWar and if you want to stop the globalist at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell others do their shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing products. We can get everything delivered to you by Christmas if you order by the 18th. So, again, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for thinking through what you do and where you spend your money. And do your shopping and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Patrick M. Byrne is our guest, and he knows what he's talking about when he talks about the Chi-Coms and this death blow operation. But you were just talking during the break about you need to warn people, this is an emergency, about what's coming next and why we've got to fight this and why you're putting it all on the line, why so many others are putting it all on the line with this Chi-Com takeover. If we don't act now, forget election fraud. Joe Biden's a Chi-Com agent on record with his son admitting it in recordings and them taking the cash publicly and Joe Biden saying China should influence every aspect of our lives with Confucius Institutes. I mean, this is open and shut right now.
Well, I love the Chinese and I love the Chinese as a culture, as a people. This isn't the most Zen. I mean, the thing I love about the Chinese is a certain aspect. And this isn't them at their most admirable. This is the Han Chinese being Han about things rather than trying to join the liberal world order. And by liberal, and I think I made this point last time I was on your show, don't puke your shoes. We're both liberals, Alex. I'm kind of digging your groove here. I'm sorry I haven't listened to you more. But, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt said, great minds speak of ideas, average minds speak of events, weak minds speak of people. the mainstream press has been obsessed with one person for 4 years. You speak about ideas on this show, and you speak about the right ideas. We are defending the history of liberalism. And if we lose the most atomic concept of our history, the most atomic concept of our history is consent of the governed. They asked us, really over the last decade, as I think you've noticed, they've asked us to surrender on freedom of speech. We've compromised on freedom of speech and really freedom of religion and innocent until proven guilty. And well, they've gotten to the last and most atomic concept, which is consent of the governed as determined in elections that are free and fair and transparent. When you're
and they're coming with forced inoculations. They are literally raping us.
Well, I don't know about I don't want to talk about the inoculations outside my circle of competence. I'll make my own private decision on that. And after I study it more, I don't want to be a free rider if it's that's. But anyway, I understand that. But I think that if we bend a knee on this until these are transparent, they clearly, in my view, I'm on the inside. I can't say too much. I'm under judges. Orders
doing a great job. You'll come back on China soon for a whole hour. You're fascinating. But other key tidbits you want to give people right now and a prelude to what's coming?
Well, I haven't dropped the biggest bombshells. There's two more, and I should probably tell them in one story. I'll tell them in one appearance next week if you want. But a lot of this, for 15 years, I've been exploring this subject and had a website called Deep Capture. It was dormant for a decade until I took this on. I parachuted out of a company I started 20 years ago and built and had a great time and worked with fun people and had a great life in Utah. I parachuted out of it and took all that capital into finishing this fight. It's really a fight that started 15 years ago. And when I took on, I was kind of a one-man Occupy Wall Street. In 08, when everything melted down, the Wall Street Journal came out and said, yeah, the crazy guy turned out to be right, as did Bloomberg, and actually they did in 07. But I had that all figured out, and there was a particular crack on Wall Street. But after that 08, 09, it ended up, as somebody confirmed on Fox, and the clip is up on that site, a U.S. attorney named Brett Tolman. If you go to YouTube and look up a still report from August 2019, Patrick Byrne was right, something like that. They have this clip from Fox where this U.S. attorney went live. Somehow you can't find this on the Fox machines, but you can find it on YouTube. That U.S. attorney talked about he was the senior counsel of the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2006, and I walked in off the street and brought the material for this investigation that turned into this massive FBI investigation, and 200 people went to jail. After that happened, I kind of went dormant on Deep Capture. It was voted the best investigative journalism in business investigative journalism in America and the best blog on corruption in America in 2008. And then I kind of discontinued. When I took this on, I started writing back up there. You can find a lot more nuggets up there and some rather shocking things. I'm going to come back in the next I'll come back and tell you the next two pieces of the story sometime. But you are pursuing.
We'd love to have you do it. But here's the deal. Is there any way for Trump to stop this theft? We've got massive evidence of fraud, as you said.
Absolutely. You can't bend a knee to this. I did not vote for Donald Trump, but we cannot bend a knee to this. This is not.
So what should the president do?
Well, no comment. No comment. That's for people with a lot more thorough grasp.
No, I hear you. People ask me what to do, and I have a lot of knowledge, but I'll tell you, I had like high-level military people just the last week, high-level, currently in the military, say, what do we do? And they weren't trying to set me up. They were asking, and I said, I don't know. And they go, we don't know either.
Elections were not free and fair, and if we give up on this, it's not like it's going to get better in 2022. I'm sure that's what the Venezuelans felt in 1997. And then Hugo Chavez, there was a coup. He got, or 97, 98, he got elected. There was a coup. He almost lost power. He comes back in 2000. He has a 6-year term. December 2003, he's down 40-60 in the polls. He has to do, someone calls a referendum, which he can under the Venezuelan constitution after 3 years. Chavez goes out to these three Venezuelan scientists and says, build me a computer-based voting system that we can cheat with and steal the election.
That's called
and
Dominion.
It's called Smartmatic. And that's what they did, and he won 60-40.
It's true that Smartmatic was from Venezuela, but they're threatening to sue everybody right now too, right?
Well, good luck with that. Litigation is a core competency. Bring it on. I can't wait to get discovery on that. I'll stick $10 million aside just to pursue your asses. So bring it on. But I can't wait to get discovery in that case. But I think you got bigger problems than me, gentlemen at Smartmatic. So anyway, that's what it was built for. And now in Venezuela, people are on the starvation, to the edge of starvation. And there's even reports of occasional cannibalism in Venezuela.
Oh, yeah. They ate all the zoo animals 5 years ago.
The government magically keeps getting voted back into power with good, comfortable majorities. Does that seem a little odd? Well, that's equipment. Is the guts of the ESNS and the Dominion machines up here.
Dr. Patrick M. Byrne, we thank you at Patrick Byrne, deepcapture.com. I would love for you to release your next bombshells next Monday, if you'd like, or whenever you'd like, here on air. We appreciate you. We appreciate your time. And thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Inshallah, Alex. And if I'm still alive, I'll come back on Monday and tell you a little bit more.
Okay? All right. Me too. I hear you. Had the former head of the CIA say arrest me yesterday. And I'm not like trying to overtop what he's saying, but it's true. Once you're involved in this stuff, it gets crazy. It is nuts. All right. He's taken over. NoMoreFakeNews.com. John Rappaport, straight ahead, always informative, always powerful. And then Owen Schroyer, The War Room. That is 3 to 6. And then they take an hour break and air the first hour of my show. And then, boom, election countdown. Because people said, where's election countdown going? And I said, oh, the 7-9 days of hell and this whole fight. We knew this was coming. They promised to do it. They did it. We're here. We're fighting. But the only way we can fund this is your support. So it's simple. We've got the very best supplements, the very best products that are game-changing and amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. X2, X3, DNA Force Plus. We've got the sold out for months, back in stock, Living Defense, with all of these ingredients. Great fruit seed extract, highest quality. Organic black walnut leaf and stem, highest quality. Great seed extract, highest quality. Defense Plus, it's that patented stuff. Organic black walnut hull. Organic olive leaf. Organic neem leaf. Organic ginger root. Organic quassia bark. People say, well, what does it do? It knocks out all the bad flora, all the bad visitors. And I haven't done this in a year. I did it last year and lost 30-something pounds. I'm like, why don't I do this every 6 months like you're supposed to? It's back in stock. Living Defense, InfoWarsStore.com. What else is back in stock? Alpha Power had one patented ingredient that we couldn't get because of the lockdown. I said this was a discontinued product. Hadn't been here for a year because we didn't reorder. So then we tried to get it 9-10 months ago. They couldn't do it. They said, oh, sorry. And now the plant that makes the one key ingredient is back in. Alpha Power, InfoWarsStore.com. Prostaguard, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com, and that funds us. Free shipping, up to 60% off. These are all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, John Rappaport takes over. Stay with us. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
The U.S. Postal Service tells InfoWars that as long as you get your order in by December 18th and we're able to ship it out by that date, you will get it anywhere in the United States before Christmas. But listen, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products and fund the InfoWar now at the most critical time, not just in InfoWars history, but this country's history. You have invested in InfoWars. You've prayed for us. You've spread the word. You've bought the products and you've gotten the benefits
of the information warfare, of the truth in the fight against the globalist. But now is the time to redouble all our efforts in praying for a great awakening, which is starting to happen, and spreading the word about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video, and at the very same time buying amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. They have some of the biggest sales, if not the biggest, of the year. Certainly on some items, the biggest sales of the year on nutraceuticals, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. So thanks for your support. Get those orders in, and God bless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Here we are again, folks, for another weekly chat. Lots of news. This hour, vax, the COVID vaccine. So we lead off with this story. When the frail and elderly die after receiving the COVID vaccine, what then? This is a CNN story. There are doctors who have been advising the CDC, a panel of doctors. Should we bring the elderly and the frail to or toward the head of the line as the first people receiving the new COVID vaccine? So overwhelmingly, the vote was yes. But there were one or two doctors that were wobbly, very wobbly, not sure if this was a good idea. So the first blockbuster that we learn is that in the clinical trials of the vaccine, prior to their getting approval by the FDA, the frail and the elderly were not in any of those clinical trials. You understand what that means, right? The vaccine was never tested on them to see what it would do, what effects it would have, what harm it would create, whether it was effective at all. And one of these doctors comes out and says, well, we know that for other vaccines, they're not as effective in the frail and the elderly. So that's called a clue. And then come some just unbelievable statements. Well, we're worried about the perception of the public if people that are frail and elderly start dying after receiving the vaccine. And the word is, well, people should not be alarmed, okay? People should not be alarmed if frail and elderly persons die after receiving the COVID vaccine, because after all, these people are in nursing homes, long-term care facilities, and that's where people are at the end of their lives, and they die, as if this is going to fly as an excuse. Suppose it were your mother or father who received, you know, they're in a nursing home. They're not healthy. They're elderly, but they're doing okay. Then they get the vaccine and 2 days later or a day later, they die. But don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. This is a direct quote from this panel, medical panel. People should not be alarmed if this happens because, well, these people are dying anyway. So this is called murder, absolute murder. It's an experiment. It's guinea pigs, and the guinea pigs are the elderly in these nursing homes and long-term care facilities and in hospitals and in their own homes. Because again, none of them were in the clinical trials of the vaccine. So there is no data whatsoever to indicate what happens to these people when they get a brand new technology called mRNA that's never been released to the public before, but is now released in the new COVID vaccine. But don't be alarmed, certainly not, because after all, the doctor would tell you if your parent died as a result of the vaccine, as opposed to dying from whatever health issues that parent had, right? And if you believe that, I've got condos on the far side of the moon for sale. In fact, the doctors would have no way of knowing what to tell you, because for the third time, no elderly and frail people were included in the clinical trials of the COVID vaccine. This is an unbelievable story. I've documented before, and I've discussed on the show here, COVID is old people. That's what it's all about. A gigantic percentage of so-called COVID deaths all over the world are among the elderly who are confined to nursing homes and long care facilities. These people have multiple serious long-term health issues, very serious, and they've been treated for years, if not decades, with toxic medical drugs. Okay. And they're terrified of getting a COVID-19 diagnosis. And then they do get that diagnosis. And then they are even more terrified. And then they are cut off and isolated from loved ones, family, friends. And they give up and they die. No virus required whatsoever. Has nothing to do with the virus. It has to do with forced early premature deaths, murder in other words, of the elderly in order to create COVID death numbers, thereby justifying the lockdowns and the economic devastation. So this is genocide planned among the elderly. And now on top of all of that, we have the introduction of this COVID vaccine, which we know in past attempts to get a license for the RNA technology, it didn't fly because serious problems resulted among the volunteers in the clinical trials of drugs or vaccines, mainly what's called autoimmune reactions, meaning the body basically attacks itself. But now, boom, for the first time with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine and soon to be the Moderna vaccine, we have carte blanche for a new type of vaccine, which will be injected directly at the head of the line to the elderly and the frail. I mean, there is nothing whatsoever in medical ethics that would justify this, even in conventional medical ethics, which don't exist. This is a war crime violation, basically. Murder on a mass scale. So when the elderly and the frail begin dying, they will be called COVID-19 deaths. Doctors will assure the family and friends it had nothing to do with the vaccine. It was the health issues. It just so happened that these health issues kicked in the day after the vaccine was injected, or hours after, or 2 or 3 days later. Sorry, we're very sorry, condolences, etc. But be assured, nothing whatsoever to do with the vaccine. And no major media are exploring this or analyzing it.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab. all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation and all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now. I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves in the next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products, and then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the second American revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, we're back. Second segment here, continuing on about the COVID vaccine. And I have a second story here. And the second story involves the equivalent of the British FDA, what they have said about the new COVID vaccine. Because you know that there were serious, severe, what were called allergic reactions in two health workers in England the moment that they started vaccinating people with the COVID vaccine. So the British version of rough equivalent of the U.S. FDA said that nobody should receive the COVID vaccine who has a serious history of allergies to food, medicine, or vaccines. Wow. That's a news buster, gigantic buster, because how many people know that? How many people are aware of that? How many people in the public understand that? How many doctors? How many nurses? How many what amounts to trained clerks that are sitting there in some room giving COVID vaccine injections understand that this must be part of informed consent? which is not just a simple little brush off thing. Like, hey, do you have any allergies? Well, I don't know. And okay, here's a shot. No. Nobody. This is the equivalent of the British FDA who has a serious allergy to food or medicine or vaccines should receive the vaccine. Boom, boom, and boom. So, in addition to that, the British agency said that, and get this, everywhere, every location where the vaccine is being given must have resuscitation equipment on board. Resuscitation equipment on board. You understand what that means, right? If somebody goes into anaphylactic shock right after the vaccine, this is equipment that is supposed to be there to resuscitate them. And they are talking about, obviously, life-threatening allergic reactions to the vaccine, or what I described in the last segment as autoimmune reactions to the vaccine. Okay, so do you seriously think that in the attempt to rush this vaccine into use at warp speed, injecting it into hundreds of millions of people in a brief amount of time, that in every location or many locations or even some locations where it's being given, that resuscitation equipment is going to be on board? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Of course not. Absolutely not. So now let's get down to another issue here. In my notes, just want to refer to this. Oh, yeah. Denver Post. Another blockbuster statement. People with a history of severe allergic reactions were excluded from the clinical trials of the vaccine. They were screened out as well as possible, so that none of those people were in the trials of the vaccine to receive the vaccine. Therefore, just like the frail and the elderly that I discussed in the last segment, there is no data whatsoever on the reactions to the vaccine in people who have histories of allergies to food, medicine, or vaccine. No data whatsoever. We have no information. We don't know anything. We're in the dark, but don't worry, everything's fine. No, everything is not fine. Quite the opposite. To the degree that the recommendation, which is a demand, is that everywhere that the vaccine is being given, resuscitation equipment is supposed to be on board. I mean, this is a disaster that is happening before our eyes as we speak. Okay, so I decided to go to stats. In the U.S., these are rough estimates. 16 million people have food allergies. 16 million people. 200,000 show up to ERs every year with food allergies. What about allergies to medicines and vaccines? We don't know. We don't know. Let's take an example of a medicine. Remember penicillin, or would be one of the antibiotics? Let's say somebody has a history. They've received penicillin or an antibiotic in the past, and they had an allergic reaction, which was a rash. Is that considered a serious adverse reaction? A serious allergic reaction? Or do you have to have very bad shortness of breath in order to qualify as a serious allergic reaction? Well, nobody knows. Nobody has any idea. You could receive an antibiotic in January and have a rash, and then 2 years later, you receive the same antibiotic and you have extreme shortness of breath. Who knows? Nobody knows, but those people are supposed to be excluded from receiving the COVID vaccine too. And how many of them are there who have an history of allergy to medicine or a vaccine? Completely unknown. Probably millions more people. But who knows about this in the public? How many doctors or nurses giving the shots, or clerks that are trained, or the military soldiers administering the vaccine, have any idea about this, or would be able to explore it in depth in an intelligent, informed consent conversation with every person who lines up to get the shot? Are you kidding me? There's no time for that. No, Trump wants this, and everybody wants this at warp speed. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened in human history. Ah, the vaccine. Here we go. A disaster, a crime in progress as we speak, rolling out right now before our eyes, receiving almost zero coverage in the press. It's all brushed aside with popping corks on champagne and celebrations of the rollout of the vaccine, the greatest thing that's ever happened in human history. Oh, my God, it's incredible. And the carrot and the stick, where the governors say, well, you know, now if everybody or 70% of everybody takes the vaccine, then we can seriously think about ending the lockdowns. But if not, then, you know, we're going to have to reimpose the lockdowns again. And blah, 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 blah. The carrot and the stick. This is everything that's being publicized by the complicit criminal press. Not the information that I'm giving you, which is connecting the dots and taking the meager tidbits that we're getting from the press and putting them in the spotlight as I am and showing you what it all really means, which is devastation, destruction, murder, mass murder in progress with the vaccine, completely untested, not only the technology, but the very people, the frail and the elderly and people with allergies, were excluded from the criminal, from the clinical trial. We'll be back.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
War for independence, during some of the darkest days, Thomas Jefferson, the man credited with writing our Declaration of Independence and much of our Constitution later, said, look, this is not going to be an easy fight. We're not going to be transported to liberty on a bed of feathers. No, ladies and gentlemen, we've actually had incredible successes with Donald Trump and Bolsonaro and the liberty movement worldwide. We're going to have major setbacks, but there is a giant awakening happening. That's why the globals have gone ahead and launched their Great Reset, Global Collapse, Worldwide Social Credit Score, Tracking App, Microchip, Forced Inoculation, Takeover now, because if they don't force it now, they're never going to get it. So InfoWars has never been more critical. I want to thank you all for your support, and I want to encourage you to do your Christmas shopping now at InfoWarsStore.com. And if we ship your order out by the 18th, the Postal Service says you will get it before Christmas. So get those orders in at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're investing in freedom and liberty and justice while getting great products. Thanks for your support. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in a VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world, but they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines. And then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When the evening sun goes down.
Okay, we're back here.
You will
last
find
segment.
Me hanging
I'm
around.
Going to try to lay out the rest of this and jam it all in about the vaccine. What about the effectiveness of the COVID vaccine? I've discussed this before in the show. I want to sum it up. In a groundbreaking opinion piece in the New York Times by Peter Doshi and Eric Topol, they took apart the clinical trials of the 3 major companies, Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. And they said, look, these clinical trials, which led to the approval of the Pfizer COVID vaccine, are designed to only prevent mild cases of COVID-19, meaning chills and fever or a cough. That's it. They're not designed to show that the vaccine can prevent serious cases, hospitalization type cases, deaths, not at all. That's not the way they're built or structured. And there's reasoning behind this, which I've gone into in detail on the show before and in articles, but what they say stands up completely. These clinical trials of the vaccine are a complete fraud from the point of view of being effective or showing effectiveness of the vaccine. Because who cares about a cough or chills and fever? These cure themselves naturally. There is no need for a vaccine. But that's what the clinical trials were designed to prove, and nothing more. So when you see all the celebrations, oh, we're rolling out this fantastic vaccine. No, it isn't fantastic. Even if you believe, which I do not, in conventional vaccine theory, even if you were to brush aside the monstrous adverse effects and the dangers of the vaccine, which I've described to you over the last 40 minutes, and nobody should brush those aside if they care about living, the effectiveness angle is complete fraud. There is no effectiveness here for anything serious or anything that people should be worried about. But the press overlooks this. They publish one piece and then forget about it, move on. The public health officials like Fauci, they don't care. They know. They don't say anything. The coronavirus task force, they say nothing about any of this. The vaccine makers, they're silent. They say nothing about any of this. The public health agencies like the World Health Organization, CDC, they know what I've just described to you. They say nothing about any of this. They're putting into effect a killer machine, which is the vaccine. And they don't want any interruption in their plan. And I want to now move along and describe yet another facet of this, which from a commercial point of view is vitally important to understand. Because from a money point of view, strictly speaking, this is the first product in the history of the human race to introduce RNA technology. No drug or vaccine has ever been foisted upon the public with this technology. And here's what that means from a commercial point of view. Vaccines can now be produced much more cheaply, easily, and quickly. It's not a matter of years anymore. It's a matter of months. Quickly, cheaply, more easily. Do you understand what this implies for the future? They can now say, the Bill Gateses of this world, well, we discovered 15 new viruses that we've never known about before, and we can roll out vaccines for all of them in a matter of months and subject the human race to more toxicity and more destruction and more death because we've got RNA technology and it's finally been approved in one product, which means the door is wide open. We can now use it again and again and again, and nobody's going to inspect it or look into it about the horrendous adverse effects and about the lack of effectiveness, et cetera, et cetera. It's all going to go away now, and the way is clear. And what this is pointing to in the future, and I just want to paint a picture briefly of this, is the following. People will show up at their doctor's offices or the hospitals, or people will come to their homes or whatever, and they'll be given a routine DNA profile. Everybody will have one. It'll be on record. Records will be shared with everybody, et cetera, et cetera. And then the honchos at public health agencies, the government leaders, will then be able to say, and they will say, for every DNA profile, we can show you and we will give you a customized set of vaccines that you need in order to survive in this world. The brave world. Because we can produce these vaccines in record time and we have them in stocks on board and we're ready to go. So you have a DNA profile of a little bit of this and 3% of that. 7% of this and 47%. Okay, great. We've got that. We know that. We've got all the potential DNA profile. All of this is complete baloney, of course. I mean, this is all a hoax. It's all hype. But that's what they're saying. And it sounds good. It's techno-speak. It's fake science. It's from the top. Oh, yes, the experts say. So now we've got, John Jones, your set of vaccines attuned precisely to your DNA profile. And we're going to give them to you. And in 3 days, you'll have them all. And then 3 months later, you'll come back for boosters. And every year, you'll get more boosters. And we'll do a new profile on you just to make sure that we had it right. And blah, 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 blah. Medical tyranny. You're a medical patient from the ovum to the grave. That's the deal. The medical cartel, the most powerful cartel in the world. It's medical dictatorship, medical police state. It's globalism all rolled into one, technocracy. That's what is happening with these vaccines. That's the deal. People die. People fall over. People get sick. Long term, they die. Quickly, they die. Doesn't matter. It's all going to be written off as something else that has nothing to do with the vaccine. And then, as I've described before on the show here, the case numbers of COVID will be rigged very easy to do by adjusting the PCR test. I've explained that. I've gone into detail on how that works. You make adjustments in how the PCR test is done, and you come up with now suddenly a majority, a vast majority of negative reactions, which means people are not infected by the fake virus. And therefore, the case numbers go down, or the appearance of the case numbers goes down. And then the Faucis of this world say, you see, it's because of the vaccine. The vaccine is working wonders. It's a miracle. We are conquering the pandemic. All hail to Pfizer and BioNTech and Moderna and AstraZeneca, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The miracle workers and the messiahs that are saving humankind. We must rely on them forever in the future to save us from future pandemics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's the game plan. That's the deal. Harm. Disabilities incurred. Making people disabled, unable to function, die off of the frail and elderly and other people, depopulation, reducing the ability of people to resist the takeover. This is the long-term effect of vaccines, and it is now being accelerated, and the program is to try at different levels and different ways to mandate the vaccine. Through corporations, through companies, through states, governors in other countries, through provinces and prime ministers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to put everybody under the gun, which means everybody who's awake and aware has to resist and rebel against this. They know we're out there. They know we know the truth. They know that there are larger and larger numbers of people who are ready to resist, and that's us. So that's what we have to do against the vaccine, against the destruction, on behalf of strength, vitality, health, consciousness, and freedom above all, to say, no, we're going to live our lives the way we want to. John Rappaport, see you next time.